Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta tear for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hakthui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue. I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
Here are some more people with missing chromosomes who ought to be thrown screaming from a helicopter.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. The fear is real. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's a Conti and Kenny program. Sorry,
Jesus
I thought.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I thought we were. Oh, look. Now the next song came on. Hey. I was listening to this before the show started.
That sounds really
Were you singing it with yourself?
I was. I like Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Do you sing it then like everyone does, like when you're driving and then you get to the light? You kind of don't sing it and then lower it?
What can I say? Come on, this is good stuff. Sorry, everybody. I no, because we weren't getting a feed on the tune-in thing, and then I fixed it right at the end, so most people didn't hear the intro. But you know, whatever. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course. Arrogance and Alcoholism. The phone number right now, we only have Skype. We got to get a new phone, Kenny. So the Skype is NPN Studios. And, of course, we're on morelikeradio.com. Go to morelikeradio.com/live if you want to go in the chat. And, of course, the TuneIn app and search More Like Radio if you want to listen live on your phone. And our Twitter accounts, of course, the show is CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny is at Kenny Michaels 5. Like our Facebook page and also subscribe to the shorts and the regular show on iTunes or More Like Radio. All right, done. What's going on, brother? Kenny is, of course, still in Houston. We got Champagne Mike here in the studio.
Hello, hello.
And I, of course, am Joe Conti, for anybody that's new checking out the show. So when are you coming back, brother? I really would much rather be in studio than doing this.
Yes, I completely agree and understand. I will be home on Wednesday. And then I will be in Missouri by Thursday. I've got two more trips, Missouri and Pittsburgh.
You know what? That was kind of boring. I'm just going to listen to a little Hall & Oates, all right? it just makes me happy. Listen to this, dude. I'm sorry. So then, when are you going to be back? In 2 weeks, probably?
Probably around Christmas.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Somewhere.
No, I'll be back soon. This run is ending. I remember I told everybody, well, mm-hmm. told you, that this is going to be a little bit of a stretch, and then I should be back for a little while. But it's almost over.
Okay. And for anybody in the chat room, because they're missing Kenny, we have a little picture of Kenny in the chat. So if anybody wants to...
Which chat did you put it in?
It should be in the More Like Radio chat.
You guys see nothing.
The Ustream thing isn't working?
Oh, the Ustream.
Up top.
Well,
yeah, I think that's where the picture is. I think that's the only place you get the video. It's on the More Like Radio page, but the Ustream thing up top.
I got you. The clipboard.
Yeah, you see the little clipboard of Kenny? I drew that. And I'm not even...
Not nearly... A right amount of nose, not nearly enough forehead.
Well, there wasn't enough room on the paper for the forehead.
Yeah.
You know, and I see I made the eyes a little red, a little bloodshot for you. You know, maybe a little... Drunky poo?
Sure.
It was real quick. It was the only color I had. It was orange. It actually worked. It matched your pale complexion. So, but yeah, everybody, thanks for checking us out. It is October 21st, 2013, of course. And, and the police cars are going.
I get nervous every time I hear those.
Yeah, because we're in Clifton. Oh. So I think because, you know, we're close to Patterson. And I think Patterson can be very,
Al-Qaeda friendly.
There are a lot of...
Guys in that town with the last name Patterson.
Well, yeah, but he's talking about the Muslim section of Patterson.
I'm talking about the legitimate Al-Qaeda supporter Muslim.
Oh,
population.
Yeah, I remember that after 9/11, supposedly there were people dancing in the streets in Patterson. Nice, but I think that ended up being...
That was true.
In Patterson.
Yeah.
Because that almost seemed like it was an urban legend. Towns probably all across the country. Yes, all the country.
I thought that too.
It really was in Patterson. Yeah. I know exactly what section.
I actually thought someone's just starting trouble. These poor innocent people are being picked on. And
it wasn't.
They should have been able to drive over them.
Just drive over him.
9/11.
Like that forerunner ran over the motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Like,
do you go to jail for running over somebody celebrating the street about 9/11?
You know what? At that time, it probably would have been like, you are sentenced to 99 years. Here's some new identity. Take care. Have a good day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was a horrible crime, but we have no evidence against you. Have a nice day, sir.
No, yeah. The cop looks at him and goes, "I don't think it was you."
Yeah.
I don't think it was... Goodbye.
This car doesn't have enough blood on it. There's no way that you did this.
Yeah. These tire marks do not match the ones on his face. Beat it.
Speaking of Al Qaeda, as you're coughing and dying.
The water went down the wrong pipe. Well,
supposed to put it in your mouth, not your ear. He looks good. I've been watching Homeland, Kenny. You watch Homeland?
No, I haven't.
I'm not really a TV series type.
You're not a TV series project show guy.
No, I don't watch any television.
Oh, I'm going to turn my mic off again.
And I'll just talk to Kenny. So I watched this Homeland. I watched 4 years of Homeland in 2 days.
Be careful. Yeah. Be careful with that.
My life is...
There's been scientific proof that watching too much of that skews your reality. You know, like watching too much, how was it described to us, Kenny?
Basically, you fall into a different reality because it's too much input at once. It's
almost like you get no break with like normal, regular day stuff. It's almost like if you were living in that world.
Yeah, my normal day stuff isn't too really normal to begin with.
You're a police officer in a town that I think your town's your town. They keep you busy.
I earn my paycheck.
They keep you busy, which means it's a very diverse town.
I have a very nice bunch of clientele.
You do, right?
All different kinds of
languages. Yes. All different shapes and sizes, if I may.
Not too many wealthy people.
No, but more middle class and lower middle class, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Regular people.
Yeah, that's regulars.
Regulars.
We have a lot of visitors.
You have a lot of visitors.
Yeah, we have a lot of shopping areas where the visitors come.
Oh,
they like to bring their friends, and then they like to leave with stuff that they didn't buy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind
I hear
of a
you.
Vicious cycle.
I know that. I know the feeling, man.
We have our regulars. We have our little midget who walks around town all night. He's not allowed at our headquarters anymore because he was during the inspection when OSHA came by. He was sleeping in the front of the building.
Really?
And his cock was out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And then it made social media, and people got in trouble.
You know what? When something like that happens, it just makes me think of, like, happy times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, Kenny, what are you doing, Kenny?
He's drinking.
What are you doing, Kenny?
Nothing. I'm trying to die.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is that? All right, that's better. You don't understand. You don't hear it. Hey, you know what?
When it happens, though, because you guys fade out.
Because if you ever listen to our show afterwards and actually listen to the podcast, you would hear what it does. It sounds like a freight train coming.
Yeah, it's like a humming thing. What does he do when he hums?
No, it's the mic, what it's doing. Either he moves away from it. Because obviously the mic's, there's something on the mic that's too high. But he can't figure it out. What?
Hold on. Kenny, the high.
Oh, okay. But if there's something on it that's too high, so whenever he moves away from the mic, it's trying to grab the sound. So it actually raises the power or whatever. It raises the mic's senses, and it's trying to grasp whatever it's fading. You know what I mean? So it's like he walks away, and it's like, oh, well, it's too faded, so let's raise it up. And it's got this automatic thing. I don't know what it is, but... that's why I want him back in his friggin' studio. I can't.
You know what I have to do is I have to get closer to the mic and lower the gain. That's what I have to do. Oh. So that's what I'm doing now.
Oh, all right. Give that a shot, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat this thing. in the chat room, Punchy says, what's up, guys?
Punch.
And I chimed in as my handle, Mudflaps.
Mudflaps.
And then some guest, whatever, is now Patsy Pissflaps.
Patsy Pissflaps.
Yeah.
That sounds like a 50s porn star girl.
Pat Pissflaps says every single internet chat show has awful technicals and hosts and everything else.
Well, we fill that criteria perfectly then because we have awful hosts and awful... it's mostly the only technical issues we have are with when Kenny's away. That's all. Usually we're pretty good. But Punchy is a lifesaver, all right? Punchy did me a huge solid on Saturday. Because, Kenny, if you don't remember, Saturday was the big Narc Zito benefit at the Bitter End. And Narc Zito is the Twitter handle of a guy named Will who came upon brain cancer. and him and his family.
He didn't come upon it.
No,
it was a wallet in the park.
Hey, look what I found.
Look what I found. Brain cancer. Let me throw that on my skull. You know what? He got a bad, a little bad luck and got some brain cancer. And Holly from the It's All About Me show and Bob Levy and Rorschach and a few of these other people, all these people on Twitter that are huge Ron and Fez fans and Opie and Anthony fans put this thing together. And people traveled all over the country to come to this. And it was Saturday in the afternoon. And the guy Will and his family was there. And it's a cool place. And it's pretty well known. It's like a, infamous place in New York City. And so the show, it was a comedy show with some music in the beginning and a silent auction and 50-50 and all these different prizes. And it was really cool. It was a huge turnout and it was a really cool time. So what happened was on the show was it was supposed to be me, Mike Buschetti, Bob Levy, Big J. Okerson, and Otto and George. Buschetti didn't come. Buschetti said he got sick, and Johnny O was kind of thrown on the show anyway. So Johnny O was on the show. So we get there, and Bob Levy's hosting the show, and it's a really great show. And J. Okerson pretty much stole the night. J. Okerson murdered the room. They loved him. Everybody else did really well. But, J. Okerson was just, it was his night, his day, actually, because it was in the afternoon. And it was just, he was great. Everybody loved him. And everybody loved the whole show. But it was his show. His night. He was just out of control.
So, that's a lot of people for one night.
What?
No?
What do you mean?
That's a lot of good people one night.
Oh, yeah, but this was during the day. So that's why it worked, because everybody got to do it because we were all working. We all had gigs that night. So, it was a smart thing to do.
I'm glad it was a comedy show and not like John Travolta in Phenomenon, where he was reading books at the fair and then he started spinning sunglasses and everybody freaks out.
Yeah, and then put wings on. No, that was Michael. Oh, Phenomenon, when he moved shit because he got struck by lightning.
Yeah, he saw a light, and yes. He was just trying to read books, and it was, as long as Narco can make, fossil fuels out of, eggshells and, cat shit, then we're good.
Yeah, so it was great. Now, with me, I had a very interesting set/afternoon. Now, because me and Otto got there a little late, but it didn't matter. The show, they had the room from 2 to 5, but the show didn't really start till 3 o'clock. So we got there, and we're doing our thing. And what happened was I went up second, right? Bob Levy goes up. Then Johnny O had a really nice set. So I'm doing my thing. Now, I did about 15 minutes, right? And I did fine. I thought I did okay. And a lot of people were like, dude, you were great. So, it was very nice. They were very kind. Two interesting things happened to me. Number one, after my set, I'm sitting in the back by Otto, right? And some guy walks up to me. Kenny, it was the most bizarre compliment I've ever gotten in comedy. The most bizarre. This guy comes up to me, and he was a pretty big fucking dude, right? He almost looked like he was like a tall high school wrestler. Like he could have been one of those guys that wrestled in high school. He was pretty jacked. And he comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, this is exactly what he said to me. He goes, I didn't really like your jokes and your kind of humor, but I thought you did a really great job. And I went, well, thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
So suck.
Well, I think that's what he wanted to tell me, was that he didn't like it, but I didn't suck.
I think I understand what he's saying.
It's
into your kind of comedy.
Right. He wasn't, but he appreciated the fact that I did a good job, which is almost like, and I wanted to, I actually have this on a piece of paper here. It says the Who suck. And it was a conversation we were talking about where there's just certain things you can't say suck. You can say, I don't like it, but you can't say they suck. So now, dude, Kenny, Otto's sitting about 3 feet away from me, right? Now, it's pretty loud. Otto leans in, and Kenny, you know Otto, right? You know how, you know, fucking, you know, he just instantly reacts to something.
Right.
And, you know, he goes, what did that motherfucker say? And I'm trying, and I try to soften it. I go, nah, he just, you know, he told me that my humor wasn't his cup of tea, but he thought I did a great job. And I was like, you know, really? He had to fucking walk all the way over here to fucking tell you that? Like, this cocksucker. I'm like, ah, don't worry about it, dude. I was like, hey, you know what? I'll take it. You know, the guy actually came over to tell me that he thought I did a great job, even though he didn't like my humor. So that was one thing. Two was that what happened was when I first got there, I didn't have any money on me. So I was just drinking water, but I didn't want to give the girl a debit card just for one water. So I gave her my debit card. I go, hey, you know what? Just put a tab. So if I get like two or three, and then at the end, I'll just do it. And if I want to buy somebody a drink or whatever, I walked and left and completely forgot about my card. When I tell you, we were at, it was 6:30. We were at a fucking diner by Otto's just to get something to eat because we hadn't eaten all day right before I dropped Otto off. And then I was going to do my gig and I get a text message from fucking Punchy. And Punchy's like, dude, I got your fucking credit card. And at that moment, I go, holy shit, that's right. I don't even have it. Like, if I didn't have anything on me, like if I had to go get gas or anything like that. And they paid my bill. There was, I think that somebody threw something extra on there because I got a bill for like a thing on my thing for like $23. And I got like two waters. So, but believe me, it doesn't matter to me.
Your card back, right?
But it wasn't, believe me, it wasn't Punchy. But maybe I ordered something and I forgot. But so what happened was Punchy gave it to Hammy, who they do brains to on Friday night here on More Like Radio. And on my way home from my gig, Hammy lives 10 minutes from my house. And I actually picked up my card. So kudos to Punchy and Hammy and Holly. I think, I don't even know how they knew. I think somebody was like, hey, does anybody know where Conti is? Because he left his card here. So that was...
Some drunk guy in the back like, I don't like his comedy, but I can give him his card back.
I don't like his comedy, but his card's nice. It's green.
He's not very funny, but at least he has something on his debit card.
So now...
I'm not into traffic humor, but at least he's doing okay.
I did no traffic humor. Know, but joking. Anyway, now here is the interesting part. That
Baraka Bamboo.
Well, I actually did my Barack Obama joke.
So Baraka Bamboo, pay your tab, die, cunt.
So, dude, I'm doing... Now, I will be honest. Kenny, you know me. You know I don't really get nervous doing this anymore. Like I'm.
Punchy said someone gave Hollis the card and she was asking around. And in the chat room, Western Echo decided to update my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And my profile, and it's the photo booth, and he just put the what do we call it, the drawing you drew.
Oh, the picture.
Yeah.
Covering oh, sweet. Let me see if I can bring it even closer. Let me see if I can make this.
He just put the clipboard over my face in the...
There we go. Perfect. So, and you know, Kenny, and you know, and it's cool because one of the coolest compliments I ever get from Otto is that Otto's like, Otto always calls me fearless. He's like, dude, when it comes to comedy, you're fucking fearless. You don't care. You'll go up and do, you know, anywhere. It doesn't matter. And I usually, you know, I'm pretty fearless. You know, listen, I get nervous occasionally. I get a little nervy. Maybe if I have to be really clean or whatever. Now... Doing a gig in a bar with Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez fans, I had a little twinge of nerve.
Sure.
Just a little bit, because, you know what, it's like, I don't want to fucking tank.
They're all a bunch of judging fuck faces.
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll haze each other, so you know you're dead meat if you do anything
wrong. Yeah, but we're involved right. in that, too, because we're both huge
right,
fans.
Exactly. And yeah, and believe me, you know, in the big picture, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks.
No,
but,
I hear you.
But I'm like, I don't want to tank. I mean, nobody ever wants to tank. But it's like, hey, you know, I just don't want to tank in front of fucking ONA and Ron and Fez fans, you know? No. It would be cool to do well in front of them, you know? I mean, it's just, it's a weird thing. No, but whatever, it's a weird dynamic.
Nobody wants to tank in the first place.
No, you mean, it's no fun tanking. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've all done it and we're fine with it.
I have never done
it. No, I know, exactly. All right, good. I'm glad your fucking headphones fell off when you said that.
Yeah.
You don't want to bomb in front of a bunch of judgmental mutants.
So... Kenny, I'm about halfway
she
through.
She says, "LOL, judging fuck faces."
Dude, I'm about half.
But we know because you know we've been fans since the beginning of all of the shows.
Oh yeah,
know?
Yeah, we know the way the fans are, and
same thing.
You know, they're all like comics who don't do comedy. You know what I mean? Yeah, like they have that extra bite in them where they can really dish it out extra and also take it. So. It's almost like doing a mic where you're in front of a bunch of fucking comics and you don't want to bomb in front of them. So I'm doing my thing, and dude, about 5 or 6 minutes into my act, my nose started to bleed.
No.
See, what happens is...
Hey, Coke boy.
I have this thing in my right nostril where my nose occasionally will bleed. It's only my right side, so I know it's not like I'm fucking dying or whatever.
It's called your thumb when you're in traffic.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes if I think I have busted cartilage in my nose somewhere, and so once in a while, if I hit my nose on the outside, like later on, it'll start to bleed a little bit, or if I'm cleaning out the one side and I fucking, you know what I mean by cleaning it out, and then, you know, and I always use tissues and all that stuff. So once in a while, it'll start to bleed. So all of a sudden, I felt it start to come down my nose. It didn't exit my nose yet, but I felt it. I know what it's happening.
You're trying to snort it back in.
So I'm trying to snort it back in. I'm tipping my head back, and I'm doing the thing with my hand, going, and I'm trying to hit it, and I'm trying to continue and do my set. And I'm trying not to look like, oh, fuck, because I didn't want to stop and be like, oh, can I get a tissue and then blow my fucking nose and then all this blood come out? And it just would throw everything off.
Yeah, it might throw everything off.
It would just, at least with me, it would throw everything off. And then I would have to acknowledge it. And I'd probably have to go into a soliloquy on why this big fucking big moose looks like a, you know, his nose is bleeding. And it's obviously because I don't do coke. So I'd have to explain, you know, what the issue was. And, dude, it was fucking nerve-wracking. And somehow I did it without the blood coming out.
But
I had to continue to do my set while tipping my fucking head back like a fucking, like JFK as a Pez dispenser. And I'm just fucking, poop, fucking tilting back to the right. It was absolutely brutal. And I finally got done and then went into the bathroom and then, oh, tooey, and just fucking cleaned out all the blood in my right nose. But nobody knew it. Everybody came up to me afterwards and they were like, hey.
They said, hey, you sucked for a good guy. You sucked really good.
You did a great job for sucking dick on stage, you know?
Hey, Coke boy, we saw that. you're sniffling more than Sam Kinison.
Yeah,
know?
Dude, it was brutal. So
that's a tough one to deal with on stage,
dude. Yeah, I mean, I've you know, we've all done that where we get into this, something's going on and we just kind of go into automatic pilot and you just do it, you know.
Are you thinking of it, like harping on it the entire time?
No, I was literally thinking about that the whole time, like, while twitching. I'm still doing my set.
Yeah, I hear you. That's pretty.
And
good.
It's almost like I wasn't even thinking ahead. I was just doing it because you've done it so much. It's just, boom, it just happens. Right. Like automatic pilot. You just, boom, you go on automatic pilot and you blow through it. So I'm sitting there, and now, because I kept doing that, my mouth is getting dry. So now I got to take a sip of water every fucking 25 seconds because my mouth was instantly getting dry from me sniffling too much.
You couldn't do a Coke joke, huh? You couldn't think of anything?
Well, I wasn't thinking, oh my God, I was just thinking, I don't want to fucking start bleeding.
You say, hey, like, one time I was snorting it and didn't actually snort it up.
Well, the thing is, I figured if I did bleed, I would be like, well, everybody, you guessed it, I'm a cokehead, you know? As you can tell from the way I look, I do an extensive amount of cocaine, you know what I mean? Which would have been obvious that I don't, you know? But I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking, fuck this, man. Fucking be a pro, fucking get this shit done, do your set. and then go home, you know, and do your thing. And I would have loved to stayed. But Otto, of course, he wanted to get out of there because that's just the way Otto is. But Otto was very cool because Otto brought a huge box filled with T-shirts and DVDs and just left it and said, just take it. And left it all and just gave it to... They said it took them almost an hour to get rid of all the stuff that we left for them. Like, I left like 10 DVDs or whatever. I mean, you know, whatever.
And then they actually came back with 11.
Oh, yeah. There were actually people that mailed it to me. Yeah. I got it today. They were like, you know what? This thing blows. I spent the extra $2 to get it
shipped. This actually sucks pretty good.
Yeah, this thing is terrible, but you know what? It ships real well.
Yeah.
I don't want this thing anywhere near my family.
So, but yeah, it was a great turnout.
Oh, good.
Holly and Foggy Otis and... there were so many people. I didn't even get to meet most of them. You know, we got there late, did our thing, and then, you know, left. But it was a lot of fun. They were real supportive, man. They've been really cool to me on Twitter, you know, sending me, you know, giving me props and saying that I did a great job. So
a lot of people in the chat room, too.
Yeah, they're great, man. You know, it's almost like
Sal and Richard. It's Punchy, of course.
It's a weird thing. It's almost like... When you are, it's almost like if you're hanging out with a fucking, with the Bloods of the Crips, and it's you're hanging out with them, and they're like, yo, man, don't worry about him. He's cool. And you're hanging out in their place. It's almost like if you're hanging out where, like the way Spider was hanging out with the guys in Goodfellas. As long as they're like, yeah, he's okay. Then you're like, holy shit, man. You know, like they're fucking badasses, but they like me, so I'm cool with it, you know?
All right, these are radio dudes. There's no way they're fucking badass.
I'm talking about with in comedy, I'm saying, where how brutal they can be. Because they will just, they will...
Yeah, I mean, they're mean to each other.
They're mean to each other, and if they find somebody they want to fucking destroy, they gather quick.
It's evil.
Oh, it's rotten.
I mean, I love it.
I love it. Yeah, it's fucking great.
I'm sure we have the same thing.
Real quick, Punji said there was confusion about the Otto and George shirts. At first, we were taking them. Then everyone put them back, thinking Otto forgot them. Mm. Then Hals and company told us they were left there to hand out, and it became New Orleans a day after the floods.
Oh, yeah, so...
Yeah, so I guess they were like, ooh, shit.
Yeah, they didn't know what he was doing with him, but
Western Echo. I couldn't go, but I've seen Conti enough times to know he was great and a consummate professional as always. Also, he didn't have Kenny to weigh him down.
You know what the best is? I don't think Kenny likes the haze as much as you could take it. No offense, Kenny.
Like if Say Ken, what?
I think Joe is a better taking the abuse than you are.
Not, you think so?
Yeah. Maybe it happens more to Joe. I don't know, but he is better at it.
I think it actually, especially with this show, the way this show's been laid out for a long time. On this show, Kenny gets much more abuse than I do.
Absolutely. That's my point.
And so I think that kind of says that Kenny can take him more because as long as I've known him, as long as I've been doing this show with him at least, there's only been one time where I think he was visibly like, not upset like he's going to cry, but fuck this. You know?
we've all hit that point.
And he's never, Kenny's never like that. I got like, you know when I got like that, Kenny? I don't know if you remember. When I went out to Indianapolis, I was doing a gig with Watson for like a week. And so what happened was, at the time, it was me, Kenny, Bob, and James doing the show. And I wasn't going to be there. And they were like, dude, you want us to do the show? I'm like, fucking hey, man. Get whoever you can. If you want somebody to sit in, or if not, just, do the show however you want to do the show. So... They did the show, and Kenny's like, you know what, why don't you call in, you know, around 7 o'clock, you know, just to call in and say what's up, you know? So it was like, you know, this was a while ago, and it was one of the first real, like, road gigs I was doing. I had done one where we went all the way down to Florida, did gigs down in Florida, and came back. But this was, like, all the way out to Michigan and then around and back into Indianapolis. So it's Monday night. It's, like, 7:15, and Kenny's like, why don't you call in? And Kenny, I don't know if you remember this. So I called up. Now, I fucking started this show, right?
This was my brainchild, and, you know, Kenny, you know, weaseled his way in because Kyle was a heroin addict. And, you know, James and Bob were there to help and put the pieces together. So I call up the show, and the show had just started, I guess. And I'm like, what's going on, guys? And I was kind of excited. I'm like, you know, I'm on the road. I'm fucking, you know, I'm doing gigs.
Like a big shot.
Yeah, a little bit of a big shot, right? I'm like, this is going to be cool, you know? Call up my buddies. Hey, the boss is calling in, you know, the big man, the big chief's calling in to say, hey, what's going on, you know? And it's not like I can't take a ball busting, because I can, and I've taken many shots. So I'm on the phone for like, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, so what's going on? And I'm like, hey, man, just click. Fucking hung up on me.
That's fantastic.
Fucking hung up on me.
That's fantastic.
Dude, I
that wasn't me.
Oh, I know it wasn't you. It didn't matter at the point. I don't remember if I called back. I think I did.
Yeah,
and
I think
they
did.
And they hung up on me again.
Oh,
and when I tell you, I was fucking pissed.
Oh, that's priceless.
I was fuming.
So they spattered and said, hey, listen, call right back.
Hey, because you know what?
Because we're going to
look, if... Yeah. If we were on the show and they were hammering me, that's cool. But it's like, this was the guy who put this whole thing together, and you showed me zero respect.
Talking about this, Western Echo, I kid. I love Mr. Michaels. So does everyone else. And he goes, Marianne and Kitty Cumsies, so they love him too.
They sure do.
And then he goes, Dennis Kenny probably gives Dark Fox Cumsies also too. See, now I can take a ripping.
Well, that's
anybody.
No, of course. There's nothing I can't take. But that burned me up because I was like, that wasn't even busting my balls. That was like, who cares about you? Click. And I was like, dude, I was fucking fuming, man.
It was uncomfortable, too.
What was worse, the second click?
I don't know.
No, the first one.
Yeah.
First one, yeah, I remember it. I was like, oof, that's not even funny.
Well, I mean, it is funny, just not funny for
it
the
show. It just sucked it because it was, it's like, I'm paying the mortgage on the house, and,
but would
and
you
they,
have
and
done
they locked
that,
me out.
Would you have done that to the Saint? No.
Nah, really. That type of thing, it's just not my deal,
I hear
you know? You know, it's like if you pay the mortgage on the house and they're like, and they're pointing inside and they won't let you in, it's like, fuck you, I paid a mortgage on this. Once I'm inside... Fucking, you want to have your way with me level me. That was the only time I was mad. I got mad more when Kenny got relentlessly beat up. We're to a point where it was like, we're not doing a show anymore. It's just an intervention and we're just smashing Kenny. And I was like, yeah, there's no fun here anymore. Like, I got mad at that. But, you know, but no, nothing else that, or like, I ever fucking, I didn't care. Like, yeah, you want to fucking have fun with me? Go ahead. You know? So it was, that was the only time.
Dude, the funnier the ball busting, the better. If you come up with a good one, you just got to take your hat off and go, that was good.
Of course. But
that
see,
was a good one.
What I
well,
think
well
that,
played.
It's just that there's a huge difference, and here it is. There's a huge difference when it comes to comedy or doing internet radio or whatever, when... You know, three or four guys are beating up another guy, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, beating him up pretty good. The difference is, if you're hammering them, you go, you do it as long as you can. But once it becomes humiliation, that's when
if you're
it's
being
not
just
fun
cruel
anymore.
To be cruel, that's the difference.
Right. If you're being cruel because there's something really funny going on, that's all cool. But when it becomes humiliation, you know, especially when it's one of your guys... See, that's the difference. See, that's one thing I think people don't understand too much. Like, a lot of people who do internet and podcasts, they're huge fans of, like, when it was either the Stern Show back in the day or Opie and Anthony. And there's one thing, especially Opie and Anthony, a little bit more than the Stern Show, is that when one of the three main guys, Opie, Anthony, or Jimmy, are in what they call the barrel. And okay. I think everybody knows what the barrel is. The barrel is when you did something, you brought something to the table, and you're taking... When I brought in my fucking poetry, I was in the barrel for fucking almost an hour.
Just the stuff that you wrote in your
like
high school?
Hot.
My writings, yes. Or what, Kenny?
The high school tapes?
Some Like It Hot.
The heat. Yeah, right. The heat is on.
The heat is on.
Right,
I'm sorry, yeah. I'm thinking of a different 80s song.
If you want to, if you want to hear us destroying Kenny for about 8 minutes, listen to the last podcast we just put up.
I listened to the whole thing, and there's some fucking really funny parts
from Shorts, right? Number 8, yeah, right? Shorts, yeah. Seeking Heat. Well, this is the difference. The difference between fucking humiliating someone and just leveling your friends until there's no tomorrow is that all those guys, when they were in the barrel, they put themselves in the barrel and then they let everybody shit on them.
Well, it's like when you said those love tapes is what you're talking about.
Right.
When you did those in high school.
Exactly. So it's like when you, if it's just something that's so, you know, goofy and they're just hammering you, there's, you know, but when you're saying, hey, listen, look what I did, guys, and then everybody just piles on you until there's no tomorrow because you're inviting that. You're saying, destroy me. Go ahead. This is well worth it. So
sure, sure. And I think that's a difference. If you're game for it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you
but like if it's something that's like just a spur of the moment, somebody says something stupid and everybody piles on them, it's okay because it goes for a couple minutes and then you move on to something else. And
are you guys the guys at work like that too? On your jobs, are you the guy that always brings that to the barrel?
But see, my part-time job, I don't see anybody.
Yeah, see, I do. I make fun of myself, and we all go with
it. Yeah, I mean, I see some guys, you know. But we're never hanging. It's not like we're all in the same cubicle or all that. You know, it's we're all on the road doing our thing. So, I fucking, I hammer people all day,
Days.
But I know where I read people. I know, hey, you know what? Mikey, I can fucking hammer. This person, I can hammer. I'm going to do a 7. With this person, it's all red. You know what I mean? You can.
This new motherfucker might show up with a fucking assault rifle.
Yes.
And go ape shit on our asses. I'm gonna let this one go. I'm gonna buy this asshole lunch.
Yes.
The new guy at work said he didn't like people making fun of his voice, and said if the next guy does, he's gonna kick his ass. And it got out to everybody. So when he came to work, everyone did his voice for at least 4 days straight.
You can't
exactly.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't tell people don't make fun of me.
If someone makes fun of my voice again, I'm going to knock them out.
Oh, of course.
And we were
you don't want to be Francis.
He was Francis for 4 days. I was like, lighten up.
Francis.
Yeah. We all laughed. I'm like, okay, tough guy.
Any of you faggots, any of you homos touch my stuff, and I'll kill you. Yeah. Settle down, Francis.
If you really don't want somebody to mention something or talk about something with you, you cannot tell them that.
No.
If you have one or two people that you're friends with, you can come over and say, hey, listen, can you not?
You
can't show that weakness. What you have to do is you have to, if they're piling on, like say, Mike, you really hate when they bust your chops about your hair, whatever, no hair. You have to be even more. You got to be even more like, look at this fucking skull. Oh, this skull is the worst. And then it's just kind of, and we're done busting his balls. We got to find something else. Yeah. But the moment there was a thing at my job years ago where this guy, he was so adamant where he was like, he did not like being called meathead.
Wow.
Yeah. And so what he did was,
I would have wore a steak on my head every time I saw him.
Oh, dude, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this guy, and he was like kind of one of those twatty guys. Like he bitched and complained, and he just was like one of those dudes where it just, like if he heard this.
You are a meathead.
He would go fucking, so one day, two guys that I know, the biggest wise asses in the building, it was a Saturday or something, and everybody was getting ready to punch out. And the one dude is sitting there fucking like 50 feet away calling him meathead. It's like, meathead, what are you doing? He's like, don't fucking call me meathead. So what happened was I walked over, and all of a sudden the guy takes a garbage can and whips the garbage can at him. And, no fighting ended up happening. But what happened was they call me in as one of the people who saw it happen and said, all right, well, what happened? What led up to this? And I was fucking, I was like one of the boys. I said, I didn't see nothing. I'm not fucking ratting somebody out.
I like that.
Look, if somebody fucking robbed somebody or you fucking hurt, you know what? You can't take, you're a grown man and you can't take just somebody calling you a name. Yeah. Like, it's not even anything like, you know, Polak or fucking, you know, anything brutal. It just, it's fucking...
Yeah, but I don't
you are a meathead.
It's fucking, it's meathead.
Here's three quick things.
That's impossible.
That I've encountered. There was one time I was opening up a store in Oklahoma, and my pal Greg that was with me, I had taken a dump and left my baby wipes on the counter.
That's a euphemism for duty.
No, it was actually my fresh wipes.
Oh, okay.
Adult fresh whites, flushable.
Very nice.
And I left them, and he knew they were mine. He knew that I used them. So he made a big scene and was like, who left their baby wipes? And I totally fucking took the rug right out from him. I go, oh, those are mine. It's 21st century. And he was like, what does that mean? I totally diffused it just by going without a care in the world. We're like, oh, yeah, those are mine, 21st century.
Yeah, that was it.
It was
over.
Nothing.
It was over.
He was like, womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, man. Once you do that,
it's
diffuse over.
It real fast. Because of course I was like, shit, baby wipes, I forgot them. you know? And then there's a couple of the two other ones. It's funny when someone gets a nickname and it's it, and then they leave a message on your phone. I've had two of those. The one was like, hey, it's Drunk Brian. I haven't talked to you in about 5 years, but I wanted to talk. We had a mutual friend that was had a cocaine issue.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know if you remember me, but this is Drunk Brian. And in my phone, it's under Drunk Brian comes up. And the other one was a guy when we were working construction. His name was Puddin. And it fit perfectly. He was just a Puddin. So he's like, hey, man, it's Puddin. this is gonna let you know I'm gonna be a little bit late today. You know, they're just beaten down with their nicknames. Like, I'm Puddin', you know. I'm Tomatoes. I'm Drunk
this,
Brian.
Yeah, that was worse than have a fat like nickname. Like, that's a horrible one. This kid name was Kirby. Some cartoon. It was a fat thing that couldn't move, and they used to call him Kirby. He was like in eighth grade. And they
that's painful.
That. And I remember we wrestled. He was like on the wrestling team. And I was his coach, and I started calling him Kirby. And I didn't know what the hell Kirby was. And then I saw it was like a Nintendo game. It's a fat little doughy little creature. And we all call him Kirby to this day.
Oh, man.
That,
Kirby.
And this other guy named Flounder. He looked like the guy from...
from Animal House?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was with three girls.
Oh, that's brutal.
I forgot his real name.
Oh, no.
And he's like, Mike, what's up? What's up?
Hey.
And I kept on saying, don't say Flounder. Don't say Flounder, right? I was good, guys. And then at the end, I'm like, hey, Flounder, we got to get together.
Oh.
Right in front of the girls. And I walked away going,
yeah, yeah. I went to a wedding one time, and I walked up, and I was like, Smokey! His name was Smokey. And he's like, my fucking parents are here, dude. Like, oh, sorry, man. I'm like, I knew him for like 10 years. I'm like, what's your real name? Brian? George? I was like, Smokey, what's up? He's like, shut up, my dad's here.
That sucks. Shit. All right. Hey, you want to take a break?
Sure, we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We got the Twitter account of the week. I'd like to get into there's so much shit we got to get into. I had a road rage incident on the way over here. Maybe talk a little bit about the Washington Redskins.
I totally forgot, but I had a little incident in the it was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Incident in the laundry room in a hotel.
I had a little bit more than what the fuck. Like, I scared myself a little bit. But yeah, then we come back and we got an Indian comic from first woman Indian comic on late night. I like to play her stuff. I got that from Brent. And we got a bunch of other shit. So let's take a break. And just once again, for Will out in Houston, I thought it was an honor to do that show. And I hope he gets well real soon. Kicks
Where is
shit
he
up.
Located?
He's in Houston. He's in Texas.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, holy shit, yeah. So,
we'll try to find out where he is. I'll buy him dinner.
All right, yeah, that'll be cool. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
The Narc Zito benefit, of course.
If anybody in the chat room knows where Narc Zito's from, put it in the chat room.
Okay. And I think you could still donate money. I'm not sure, but if you find Love for Narc Zito on Twitter, I think it's Love, the number four, Narc Zito. And then I think information's on there. And, of course, thanks to Holly and Rorschach and Foggy Otis and Linsbella and all these cool chicks that were there and everybody, they were great. And it was very cool to be part of it. So let's take a break, and we'll be back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on... blah, 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 blah.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yeah, what the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh no, 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 God, oh, no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
God. Not as painful as that. Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
This is Full Blown Cranium. She's only happy when she's feeling miserable. Available on iTunes.
Just another slide on the wall.
hurricane's breath around your room, and now pronounce you up and moon. If there's a she's happy only when she's feeling miserable. If you got the luck, you can do the thing of in an hour with anyone in your town. She's happy only when she's feeling miserable. Yes, she is happy only when she's feeling miserable.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hello, my name's Dave Ingram.
And it's me, the Impossible D.
And we are...
Rubbish!
Metal Breakfast Radio. And when we're not drinking a few frothy ales...
There's a drunk just come on.
Or when we're not slagging amateur musicians...
Banjo fucker!
And telling them what's exactly wrong with their music...
Bastards.
Or what's right, that could be a quicker way out of it.
Get on with it!
Then we're listening to The Conti and Kenny Show.
Load of bollocks.
We have to.
Keep listening. It's The Conti and Kenny Show. .com. Do you know that Joe has moved in with his girlfriend?
How's that working out?
My girlfriend is a squirter, and it flooded the whole basement.
I would rather be dead than not have cock.
Fuck you if you don't like this song, man. This song is fucking cool.
It's a badass song.
Papa San. Dream who I am. Now, I love how he says this. Not this. Who says Majin Man? I am the Majin Man. It's Modern Man. But he must have fucking had to say Majin to make it sound better.
Yeah, I never really caught that.
Oh, thing. Yeah. I've got the secret, yes. Styx. Yeah, I know. Mr. Roboto. Fuck you. It's a good song.
Isn't the guy, other guy from Styx in another band now? A good different band?
Oh, what's his face? The lead guitarist. He's done a couple of projects.
Yeah.
He was in, I think he was in Damn Yankees.
That's what it is.
I think he was in Damn Yankees. I can't think of his name, but we're back.
The guy Glenn Burtnick used to be the bass player, and my mother and stepfather used to go to his barbecues back in the 80s.
For Styx?
Yeah, when he took over.
No shit.
Yeah, he was a local Jersey guy, so my father was a big band follower.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and he used to go to his barbecues.
Oh, your dad liked Glenn Miller and stuff?
I actually did laugh at that.
You said your dad was a big band follower.
Yeah. Oh. I liked it.
Big Henny Youngman. I mean, Benny Goodman.
That's pretty cool, though, man. You fucking hung out with one of the bass players from Styx.
Yeah, he wasn't the original. He was just like a fill-in.
Doesn't matter, man. That's pretty cool. Remember when Styx, that was another satanic band?
Yeah. Because
they spelled it like the River Styx, which was in Hades, hell.
People take things literally out of control.
Yeah, it's whatever
you know,
they want.
Kiss is evil too.
Yeah, Knights in
Satan's Service.
Satan's Service. Yeah. Rush. Rule Under Satan's
Wow.
Hand. You didn't know that one? Kevin, you can't even remember that one, right?
No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, Rush, Rule Under Satan's Hand. And AC/DC was all something defy
Christ
or something like that. It's like, no, it just meant that Bob Scott probably liked
You know, I love when they even introduce you to these bands, and they're like, yeah, we got nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, real quick, last week, you know, I open up restaurants. So the owner, awesome dude, he says, all right, you know, he wants to have his place blessed. You know what I mean?
He wants to get a what?
Orthodox Catholic and Greek Orthodox Catholic.
Oh, that's the real deal there.
Oh, and they got you there.
So the guy comes in, right? The priest comes in. He puts the thing around his neck, you know, the shawl or whatever, you know, the fancy thing, and starts doing his stuff. Now, we're all standing there, you know, really cool, absolutely cool. Uh-huh. But we didn't turn the radio down. So you hear, hell's bells, bring, 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 hell's bells. And we're like, oh, shit. He's sitting there doing, in the name of the Father and the Son, and he's doing a holy water, and fucking AC/DC is on in the background. So I had to shut that off real quick. It was funny.
That's
it's all good.
And
right?
he put a little holy water on me. And then later on, they were like, did you get holy water on? I'm like, yeah, but it steamed off real quick.
Yeah. Just rolled off your body.
Yeah. It burned and steamed up. And then after we left, I'm like, who's going to clean up all this shit now?
Yeah.
No, but it was funny because the worst song of all time as a priest is blessing the restaurant.
A complete opposite of a... Christian heavenly song.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell's Bells.
It was like the fight between good and evil at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. So
was he had a long beard and everything?
No, he looked like a regular guy.
Yeah.
But a lot of the prayers are spoken in Arabic. Huh. In the old Arabic dialect. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think them and the Russian Orthodox are very Orthodox.
Very Orthodoxy.
Yeah, they look like they have beards and lots of clothing. Big hats.
Yeah, no, this,
beards
this
and lots of clothing?
Right. Yeah, like those big hats they wear.
Mm. This guy, he looked like a Jeff.
He didn't wear that hat?
He looked like a Jeff?
Yeah.
Did Jeff wear like that Grand Poobah hat, or he didn't wear that?
No, no, no. He was just dressed in black, black.
He's not real. I don't trust
him. And then he put like that gold little thing around his neck, like the you know, all that goes down to the floor, whatever.
No, I know what you're talking. That's what, because I swear at the car wash, and the guys to have the guys come in the
Holy Ghost scarf or something, whatever it is.
They wish to wear the scarf, the big tall hats. They have beards and they look like they don't know what they're doing.
They look like they built a rock formation in England.
They all look the same though. They look like a Jewish rabbi too. You ever notice that? Everyone like that's Orthodox.
Yeah,
they can slide over any religion quickly.
Yeah, the more Orthodox you are, the crazier the guy.
Like if you have a long beard, you can just slide right into any of them.
If you're Orthodox, it usually means you have some sort of crazy
get up. Like Jehovah's are the same as born again, and you know.
Yeah, the Jehovah's don't really have any crazy get-ups, like any costumes.
White shirt, black pants, you're in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Suspenders.
But it's like the Muslims have like crazy garb. The Hasidic Jews or the Orthodox Jews usually have the crazy garb. And the high-up Catholics, not like the congregation, but the Catholic guys, like the cardinals and the popes. And those guys, there's more than one pope.
Jehovah's will wear their uniforms. They wear
it's a uniform, but it's not like a crazy getup, you know? Like the cardinals, they're wearing gowns with fucking, you know, these paper airplane hats.
African.
Africans, with the kufis and that shit.
I saw some guy get into a car. He was wearing like his pajama yoga.
Pajama yoga?
Like the yoga they wear. You can see like it's over like a Greek yoga.
You mean
yoga.
Toga?
Yeah, yoga.
He was doing yoga.
He was having a yogurt.
I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. But this guy came out wearing a bed sheet, a very colorful bed sheet.
Oh, okay.
At 3 a.m, and I thought maybe
you sure it wasn't John Belushi.
It might have been John Belushi,
right? Did he yell "food fight" too?
Yes. So it looked like that, except he was black and had no body hair, and he was in good shape.
Oh, okay.
So I asked this. I was
Terrell Owens.
Yes, it was Terrell Owens wearing a bed sheet. A brown, colorful bed sheet.
Very nice.
So I observed this at 3 a.m. and I wanted to ask him what was going on, but I thought maybe something happened where he had to get out of bed real quick.
but he was
wearing it.
Okay.
Cool. I smiled. See, what I do is like if...
What were you, in McDowell's from Coming to America?
Yeah. Exactly. I didn't know what's going on. But then when they get caught...
I went to this football game, and the Giants of New York beat the Packers of Green Bay, where the Giants hit the ball through the goalpost while the game was coming to a finish and the time had gone out. I think that's what he said. I don't remember. That's a great movie, though.
We had Ghana play like another African country in our town.
Oh, yeah?
It was fantastic. They came in full garb. I thought I was.
That's one game I'm not gonna go to.
Yeah, boy.
You ever see like that movie Zulu Dawn? It looked like they were wearing all that and they were yelling and clicking and
it was
crazy. Yeah, thousands showed up.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura's the ref.
You were there.
I got to give people a little bit of taste for. We have a lot of new listeners of the Here Boy. We have that. We got like
Here Boy Pippin.
That's there's a lot of the Here Boy Pips.
Is that Johnny O's or that's
here? That's him, yeah, that's him.
Here Boy Pip.
Yeah, and then like there's this
Here Boy Pip.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Do you know one of my friends does that here almost every day now? Pip.
Really? Yeah, for anybody that doesn't know, that's doing that is basically like doing this, except you do it to yourself after you do a bad joke. It's almost like giving yourself a rim shot. Ba-dum boom. But it's just Here Boy Pippin.
That was that ba-dum boom.
No, but my friend does it just because he likes the way it is. Like, he doesn't do it to be in a bad way.
Oh, no, no. But he's usually at yourself.
No, I hear what you're saying, but he loves saying it. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he'll throw a random Here's Pip. And I was very excited when I told him I met Johnny O.
Oh, yeah? Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He appreciated it.
Very nice. So, I want to do this real fast. We haven't done it in a while, the Twitter account of the week. And I love this. And this kind of goes along with what happened yesterday in the NFL.
The Conti and Kenny Show now presents the Twitter account of the week.
All right, so I now, if you know, I'm a Jet fan, right?
Yep.
And my Jets won yesterday, and they beat the New England Patriots. So I was very happy, and there was a play at the end that kind of gave the Jets the game because it was some crazy penalty. So basically, if everybody knows the Patriots, it's fucking Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And Bill Belichick, if you ever listen to Bill Belichick do any type of press conference, he is just such a... He is so... he's not somber, but he's just so...
Dry.
Yeah, and he doesn't say anything. And so what I did was I did a tweet basically saying that Bill Belichick would make a better ventriloquist than my pal Otto Peterson from Otto and George, because he doesn't move his fucking mouth when he speaks. He hardly does it, right? And I just put, you know, I did like a hashtag or something and said, hey, you know, move your mouth once in a while, Bill, or something like that. Well, I saw that Bill Belichick had a Twitter account. So I used Bill, you know, I put it in my tweet, you know, hey, Bill Belichick does this. Find out it's not Bill Belichick's Twitter account, because I didn't even look and how many followers and all that. It's just a, it's like a little fake Bill Belichick account, you know, but it's really funny because all the guy does is just quote Bill Belichick and he never has anything to say. It's always the same shit all the time. He just like just before he just put we misinterpreted the rule. He puts I can't speak to that. It's a matter I don't know of. Yeah, that's a league matter. I know nothing of it. This is all he does.
That's all.
And it's just, but it's really subtle. It's funny. It's like, you know, if you know anything about Bill Belichick, it's just funny.
But the best is like his players think he's hilarious and love him.
Yeah, I heard he's a funny guy.
Love him.
I heard he's hilarious. He's a fucking
jokester. Yeah. And he's loved by his players.
Dude, somebody texted him something, right? And he just put, just trying to coach a football team. That's not my thing. Stats are for losers. Final scores are for winners. Like, he's just constantly just putting...
I think he says all this shit, and when he leaves with all his guys, he just laughs.
And maybe, I don't know, but this guy who's got this Bill Belichick account, he doesn't have a lot of followers, he doesn't follow a lot of people, but if you enjoy football and know anything about Bill Belichick, fucking follow him, dude. It's funny. It's at Bill Belichick... I guess spelled the way Belichick spells it, B-E-L-I-C-H-I-C-K 3. So it's at Bill Belichick 3. And it's got a funny picture of him just having like this frown on his face. And it's worth it, man. He's funny, man. He just, that's a league matter. I know nothing of that. He just constantly does this shit over and over. It's very subtle, funny shit. We're just focused on Cincinnati. He just quotes him, but puts him in no context. You know what I mean? Yeah. He just quotes fucking Bill Belichick, but there's no context to it. So it's just fucking still a lot of games left to be played. So I guess they lost the game. Yeah. So he just quotes shit, man. I find it hilarious. Definitely check him out. It's at Bill Belichick 3 on Twitter. My favorite show on TV is Channel 2. I mean, he's just funny, man. It's a very subtle funniness.
I'd like to hang out with the real Belichick. And, you know, just think of he's like the total opposite, where he's like farting or like, well, you know, whoopee
cushion. I don't think it's place, that much. Yeah. But, dude, he from what I gather, he's a pretty goofy guy.
His players love him. They all stand by him, say he's hilarious. And he's a great coach.
Yeah, he's supposedly a pretty funny dude, and Otto had dinner with him.
Oh, yeah?
Remember that, Kenny?
No.
You don't remember that? He was up in Boston doing a gig, I think, with Lenny Clark. And
Otto had
dinner with, I think it was Bill Belichick, and was it Kraft? It might have been Kraft.
The owner. The owner, yeah.
And I just met his name. I can't think of his name. Lenny Clark and fucking Otto had dinner with those guys.
Yeah, that show, I think he did a couple of shows with Lenny Clark up there.
Was it like a personal show, or you don't
Here comes the train, Kenny.
Here comes the train.
All right.
Sorry.
It's gone. Yeah, so definitely check that out. Bill Belichick 3 on Twitter. I find the guy to be very funny. And it's cool because the NFL is not much fun anymore. They don't allow guys to hit anybody anymore. You can't even touch the quarterback. So at least we can get a little humor out of this dude.
They're going against the Sandusky rules.
Very, very good. I am very happy that my team beat out the Patriots yesterday. I am a Jets fan, big rival. So I'm very happy right now until next Sunday when they probably lose. But I'll enjoy it.
4-3.
Western Echo says, "Wait, Conti, did you say Giants beat someone? You're quite an historian."
No, not yet.
Punchy, December 30th, 2012, last New York Giants win.
Oh, my God.
They're going against the Vikings now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I don't think the game started yet, right? It starts like 8:30?
No, it's still warming up.
Yeah, at least you don't have to worry about casual fans watching this game tonight because it's the Giants and the Vikings. I mean, listen, if you're a Giant fan or a Viking fan, then, of course, you know, you have an interest in the game. But unless, you know, if you're not a fan of either one, the only thing I could see of any interest is Josh Freeman starting for the Vikings. You know what I mean? So it's like, ooh, let's see how he does. But there's nothing intriguing about this game.
Monday Night Raw is on.
What?
Monday Night Raw is on.
Yeah, I know. I've been finding out over the last few months that most of the people are watching Monday Night Raw. Like, we don't have people listening to our show because of Monday Night Raw. It's amazing.
You know, people still watch it, though.
No, dude, no, it's fucking huge. I watch wrestling when I was... I remember watching it. It was probably like 19... I was a kid. It was probably 84, you know, 85. I remember what WrestleMania 1 or 2. I remember hearing about it. And I remember watching, like, Coco Beware and Junkyard Dog and the Ultimate Warrior and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. But I don't remember anything more. And then once I started liking girls, I just didn't give a shit anymore. And I should have stayed with wrestling. I would have been much better off.
More popular.
No, I would have been much better off instead of going after girls.
I started watching wrestling again as an adult.
Oh, you
did? A
friend
of mine at work said, "Hey, start watching wrestling. It's actually pretty funny, and they have a good scripted stuff." And
yeah,
they actually did for a little bit. It was actually entertaining.
I believe it is. Like
Brent says, MLR has 3 wrestling shows on it.
Yeah, yeah, there's 3 wrestling shows right now. I think it's The Shoot. Then there's Markout Radio, and I think there's one other one. I think the new one that Punchy's doing. So, yeah, there's a lot of wrestling fans.
Yeah, we just hired a wrestler professional.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's the real deal.
I have the utmost respect for wrestlers. There is a very similar... There's a similar thing going on with being a wrestler and a comedian in a sense where there is a lot of grind, a lot of travel.
Oh, absolutely the same thing.
That people...
A lot of prescription drugs.
Yes. A lot of mental...
No, you know what?
But there's like you,
I'll give you that.
Like people think you just, you know... if you don't know anything, they just think, hey, you know what? You wrestle for a little bit and then you're on TV. And they think you're instantly famous, you know, and they don't realize that, you know, there's so much. You go around and you do little gigs and all that where you like they're like our friend Pete Bond wrestled for a long time. So he's worked with a lot of these guys and met all these guys. Kind of same thing as comics where you're like, hey, you know what? Did you ever, you know, they find out, holy shit, you worked with this guy and you worked with this guy. And it's like. Well, yeah. When you're on the lower level, you can still interact with those guys.
Like you guys. I mean, not saying you're like low lives or anything, but you get to meet some of the
bigger names. Yeah, absolutely.
So you get to see someone.
It's there's a lot of that same type of aspect of the business where you can grind for 20 years and then all of a sudden, boom. You're on HBO, or boom, you get a sitcom. But people think,
Oh, you know, he's an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
Neither one of them are overnight sensations.
No, like the guy we hired was in the farm league.
Exactly.
And even the kid, like, from Union, like, even these professional wrestlers, they don't make as much money as you think they make.
Oh, yeah.
The kid makes, like, 50 grand a year. He's on TV every night. That's a perk. But, you know, he's not making the big bucks.
Oh, he's not?
That's the guy, the kid that came out of the closet. He's from my hometown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know his name, though.
I don't remember.
Fred Rosser.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's a WWF wrestler. You remember on TMZ? He came out.
No, I don't watch TMZ. I find, what's his name, Harvey fucking Levin? I find him to be
annoying.
He's repugnant. He's a fucking scumbag. He's a fucking tattletale. He's a tattletale fucking...
No, I hear you.
He's a tattletale fucking... What do you call him when you're a fucking hall monitor snitch douchebag?
Like him, tell us how you
him
really
and
feel.
That whole fucking TMZ. Now they were. It wasn't bad enough that TMZ. You had your fucking website, and you got to sneak around and poke into fucking famous people's garbage. Now they give them a TV show, and they all hang around, and they got their arms, and now they're all funny.
I never understood that.
They're fucking failed journalists. You're fucking failed journalists. You all should be ashamed of yourself. And actually, you know who I blame? The fucking people that buy their shit, that go on their fucking website and watch that garbage show. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be fucking exiled from this fucking country for watching that garbage. They're fucking leeches.
I want you to tell us how you really feel.
Oh, you didn't do the tell us how you really feel thing, did you?
Yeah. Did you sugarcoat that again? You are such a pussy.
They're fucking scumbags. You are a journalist. They call themselves journalists.
I think it's actually a great show. I watch it every day.
It's fucking
Kenny, I'm
horrible.
Lying to him. I just want to get him fired up. I want to see him walk off his own show.
How dare you hang up on me when I'm on TV?
Joe, you know what? Your shit's okay for you.
Yeah, so, but, you know, I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about. I got so thrown from TMZ.
We were just saying how shitty you were.
To wrestling, then to TMZ.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Kenny. We fucking tied that back in.
Yeah, I'm just monitoring.
I just want to remind everybody, if they want to get Conti and Kenny stickers, we have Conti and Kenny stickers.
Sticker?
Yeah, after the show, will you please?
I'm going to put the police car.
Yeah, just go right in my car and get them. Email us at ContiandKenny@AOL, or if you want to send us a DM. You got that, Kenny? DM. That's a direct message. One of our Twitter accounts, give us your address, and we'll send you some Conti and Kenny stickers. We'll send you a couple, and that's going to send you one, you know? We'll send you three or four, you know?
Give them a stack.
Give them a stack. Put them on fucking toll booths and, you know, your pet's fucking heinies and, you know, lemonade stands and shit.
Show them on
the
forehead of your invalid grandmother.
Oh, that's not very nice. Does she travel a lot? If she does, then it's worth putting it on the grandmother.
No, she's invalid. She's a vegetable. She's laying there in bed waiting to die.
That's very nice. So don't forget that. And also, subscribe to the Conti and Kenny Shorts. If you're checking out the show and you think the show's pretty good, but you know what? Hey, you can't listen to the show for 3 hours. You got a life, or, you know, you don't like to listen to a podcast that's 3 hours long. We got these things called the Conti and Kenny Shorts. We got 8 of them so far. They're anywhere from 25 to 30 minutes long. And each one has about 4 different bits. And, you know, you get a little taste of the show, some of the best moments.
Last week's is really funny. Really funny.
Oh, you listened to that one, right?
Yeah,
I
listened to it a couple days ago, yeah.
That one has an odd one.
Some good stuff on that one.
That's got an old memorable moment when Otto was on the show years ago, destroying our listeners in the chat room with the cameras, and started just hammering. And he started leveling David Harris. Dave Harris from... he used to do the Hate Speech Radio, and... oh, God, it was just really funny, man. He was leveling him and didn't realize who he was because he had met Dave, and it was fucking funny, man.
Brent in the chat room just said, see that douche that punched the chick at the Jets game?
Yeah.
Was a convicted killer in 1990?
Get out of here.
He's there with his family.
Really?
Yeah. Great.
I had, now, yeah.
Guest 96, whatever, says, LOL, you pet's heinies.
yeah, you know, throw it on the cat, you know, and then
stick
the girl goes after the guy.
Hmm?
The girl goes right after the guy.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't even fucking fall. Like, she didn't even hit the ground. I don't even think she hit the ground.
No, but she goes after him, and he punches her.
Yeah, it's like, listen, ladies.
People are crazy.
Listen, ladies, when guys are fighting, I'm not saying to be a damsel in distress, but you know what? Don't get involved. Listen, if your boyfriend's getting a shit beat out of him by three or four people, I understand. If two guys are fighting, and they're, you know what? I'm not even saying like it's cool, like two men. If two jerk-offs have to get into a fucking fight when they're at a goddamn sporting event, just let them fight. Don't get involved, because you know what? Yeah. You mix that with alcohol, and you're going to get punched in the mouth, and it's not cool.
And 9 out of 10 times, a woman said something, too.
Yeah, usually they started.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The fucking Jets lost. Yeah, exactly. You're like, shut up. Exactly.
Just let's leave.
Yeah, no accountability.
You can't even tell me four fucking players on the team, and then you're yelling shit.
Yeah, exactly. You go up to the biggest guy in the biggest guy in the place and say something to him because you know he won't punch you.
Yeah. He's going to hit me hard.
Exactly.
And I'm contemplating of not knowing you.
Brent says the chicks were fighting first. I'm going to see if I can pull up the article real quick.
Yeah. You know what's great is, like, you're from this country. You go to a game, and you know what? I shouldn't have to be scared to wear the team that I enjoy.
It's amazing.
Like,
dude.
Relax.
It's amazing.
You know, and people, I understand the hazing, but then, you know, don't piss on me and throw rocks at me.
They're fucking scumbags.
You can make
man.
Fun of me all you want.
Now, you know what? You want to, listen.
Little tease.
You want to bust balls.
Yeah.
I'm cool with busting balls. Yeah. Listen, I've been going to Jet games since like 1990, okay? Miami fans are there, and you go back and forth. And you know what? It's just a moment where somebody gets really drunk, and then they got to act like an ass. And you know what? The unwritten rule is that when you're in the stadium and you're rooting for the other team, you kind of hang out. You know, you clap a little bit, but you don't get up, look back, point your fingers, be like, that's what I'm talking about, motherfuckers. Yeah, you guys suck. It's like, you know what? Just sit there and enjoy your game. But it also, even if you do go there and you know, you're there with your kids, and then the fans have to throw shit at you. It's like, dude, you're a fucking loser. You're a zilch. Listen, I get into the game as much as anybody. When I watch the game, whether we go to the game or not, we cheer, we scream, we yell. Dude, if we're there and Miami fans are there, you know what I do? I actually have fun with them. You know, we bust balls, we look and we go, dude, how's your fucking boy doing, all right?
Yeah, that's
you know
cool.
What I mean? You know, and, you know, whatever, you know? And they're usually cool. And plus, me and my friends, we look a little scary.
Yeah.
But we're cool, you know what I mean? It's
no
like,
one's
dude.
Getting hurt.
Nobody's getting hurt, dude. We're having fun, you know? Don't be a dick. And that's cool. And they're not, dude, people around us, they're never dicks. You know, they're just like, hey, we're enjoying our team. Hey, we are too. I ever tell you the story, we were leaving Jet game a couple years ago, and the Jets, it was the last time the Jets beat the Pats, in fact. I think it was either 2009 or 2011, right? It was a home game.
Yeah.
And we're leaving. It was like me and two other friends, and I saw like three dudes. They were young. They were probably in their early 20s, mid-20s, with Patriots shit on and walking. And the Jets had won. So we're walking. We get close to them, and I go, hey, guys. And they look at me, and they kind of give that look like, yeah. What's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they thought I was going to fucking, like, oh, you suck.
Yeah.
And I go, can I ask you guys a question? They were like, what's up? I'm like, how does it feel? How does it feel to be a winner? Fuck this game. How does it feel to actually win and root for a team that wins for you and you have great players and a great coach? And they didn't even know what to say because they were shocked that I was like being that. Like I was joking with them, but kind of serious going, what's it like being a winner? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they were like, yeah, it's kind of cool, you know, because they were young. So they remember, you know, like actually having a team that won and actually won like a Super Bowl. Yeah. And it was just, it kind of shows, like, you can't even, like, they probably were, like, fucking, like battered housewives. Like, the whole time they were there, they were probably just getting fucking just abused the whole time. And it's like, can you just stop it already and just enjoy the game? Have fun. So, dude, I've been to Jet games where there were, like, really good fucking fun times back and forth. And there were some, like, people that were, like, Miami fans there.
Yeah.
But they came there every year, and they knew them.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. That's so fun. But, really, you're going to get into a fight? because you root for a different group of millionaires than I do, it's laughable.
This guy should get punched at himself for wearing his fucking shorts.
Oh,
his socks are pulled up too high.
Oh, really?
And he must be hammered because he doesn't even lean into this broad. He just swings like literally. There's nothing behind it, and he's a big dude.
Is he?
And yeah, he's a tall dude, and she just shrugs it off.
No shit.
A man that size should knock out any woman. But she just
shrugged it off.
And went back at him.
She dusted the shirt off of her shirt, and she dusted the dirt off of her pants.
He's kind of wobbly. He's kind of wobbly, and he just goes, "All right, let me just aim at her and hit her."
Kenny, you're not shocked that he was drunk, right?
Yeah, well, you probably seen the van that he drives. He's got one of those fancy vans that are always at the games, the fun buses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you go into the Daily News or the More Like Radio chat room, Brent posted the article. Click on the link, and it shows a Jetsmobile. It's got it looks like a retarded kid's bus, just in jet stuff.
Shit, dude. You know what? There's a bus. There's one of those little buses, you know, infamous one, that is right down the street on the same street as Otto's down in Hazlitt or wherever.
No, it's not that one. That's
you've
an
seen
old
that one, right?
Book. Yeah, I've seen that one. No, this is a newer truck.
Okay.
But you know, of course, they ripped through his Facebook, and he did 3 years for stabbing somebody. And then, but no, he really didn't. He didn't throw much of a haymaker at all.
No, worse than you're the guy in the news for punching a chick. Snooky, too, that guy, remember?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
School teacher.
We have to let that one go. You know? Hey, what do you think of the, since we're talking about the NFL, the big thing about the Redskins? It's all of a sudden now it's become this big thing where, because, hey, listen, I grew up in Parsippany, and our high school, we were the Parsippany Redskins. And when I was there, it was Parsippany Redskins, and for a few years afterwards, it was the Parsippany Redskins. But somewhere between the time that I graduated like 2004 or something like that, it was now the Parsippany Redhawks, which is awful. It's a weird thing because I kind of understand. I don't know the details of it, like what redskin means, but I know the picture. They say it's like not an insulting picture. It's a warrior thing, but it's like they're saying that redskin, that the term redskin is kind of like saying fucking, you know.
Darkie.
Yeah, darkie or I don't know. I don't.
Slope.
Yeah, like, you know, dumb Polak, Guinea. I don't know. So there's this big issue now, and you know they want Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, to change the name. And Dan Snyder's like, as long as I own this team, I am not changing this name. And you just wonder now because with the political correctness goes on in this country.
Just think about it. Back then, no one had circumcisions. They should just change the name to the Foreskins.
You know, it's funny. I looked at a team. I mean, I don't want to say the N-bomb, but the name of the team was something niggers. Like
a team?
A baseball team. A bunch of white guys. Years.
Oh, like for like,
you know, like in the 1800s, whatever the hell it was.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, they say the phrase Dodger. They say that the phrase Dodger came from something that was a word that was had a negative connotation towards Jews.
Uh-huh.
Did you know this?
Yeah.
No.
Yep. I heard that there's something about the word Dodger that it has something to do with a negative connotation towards the Jew. But I don't know if it was something that was so long ago that...
Wasn't everything?
Well, it's always about the Jews, right? But this time it was like... Dodger. So I don't know. Like, Kenny, what's your... Do you have an idea on this?
Or?
No, I don't. I'm checking it out right now.
No, but I'm saying, like, with the Redskins, like, what's your thought on it? Do you think...
Oh, you have to ask the Redskins. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you just got to ask them.
You have to ask whatever in that D.C. area, you have to get along, get with the higher-ups, of the whatever nation, the Wakapaw Nation, Chicopee, whatever. Right. whatever nation and say, hey, is it okay that we use the term Redskin? And if they say it's okay, then it's okay. If not, then unfortunately, you have to kind of bow down to the pressure and change the name. Just like, you know, St. John's was the Red Men.
Yeah.
Now it's Red Storm.
Right. But wasn't the Red Men, wasn't that, that wasn't even towards Indians, right? The Red Men, because it was something about the color that they.
There's a difference between calling a team the Seattle Chinks than the Washington Redskins, because they are a warrior tribe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're not right. saying – calling them a Redskin isn't calling them a chink. Well, you're going to be split half and half.
Yeah.
Where people think that calling them a Redskin is racist.
Same as calling like a gook or something like that.
Exactly. Where... But if you ask an actual Redskin or someone in that kind of that tribe, you know, they might take it because they're they aren't – you know, it isn't a picture on the side of the helmet – of them with like big teeth and slanty eyes cooking in a wok.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a derogatory vision.
How about this? It's almost like
a vision of a warrior.
How about this? It's almost like saying Redskin compared to like, you know, like you said, like a word that would be really a quote offensive or derogatory towards the Indian. It's almost like you're not saying gook, but you're saying Oriental. Oriental used to be okay to say. Now Oriental is a no good. Mm. You can't say Oriental is now a negative connotation towards people in Asia. So is that what Redskin is? Like it used to be cool, but now because this world we live in where everybody, you know, everybody has a voice. Not like every, it used to be, we got to a point where everybody had a voice. The blacks had a voice. Italians, all that kind of shit. And maybe this wasn't until like the 70s or 80s, but now everybody has a voice, meaning every single person has a voice. And that is where now we're working in an area where if you're going to try to make everybody happy, we're just going to end up just not being able to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I think Redskin's an awful, I mean, I could care less, to be honest with you, but
no, but
I think
saying.
It's a derogatory word.
Okay.
That people made into a cool word, a cool meaning, like you said.
Like a warrior,
like
stuff like that.
They said, hey, it's Redskin, but look at this Redskin. He's cool. And the Redskin's name to that doesn't really reflect on the whole derogatory thing. There's no derogatory meaning for the Washington Redskins.
Right.
The people that are mad at it are making it derogatory.
Right.
And the Jews were oven dodgers. That's
what that's I've got it here. This is when the team was first called the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers. The nickname was still new enough in 1895 that a newspaper could report that. Trolley Dodgers is a new name which Eastern Baseball Cranks fans have given the Brooklyn club. The name was soon shortened to Brooklyn Dodgers, possibly because of street character nature of Jack Dawkins, the artful Dodger in the Charles Dickens Oliver Twist. Sports writers in the early 20th century began referring to the Dodgers as the Bums. Dem Bums. It was the Brooklyn Bums.
Right, Dem Bums.
Other teams' names used by the franchise, which would finally be called the Dodgers, were the Grays, the Grooms, the Bridegrooms, the Super Bas, and the Robins. All of these nicknames were used by fans and sports writers to describe the team, but not in any official capacity. The team's legal name was the Brooklyn Baseball Club. However, the Trolley Dodger nickname was used throughout this period, along with these other nicknames by fans and sports writers of the day. The team did not use the name in any formal sense until 1932, when the word Dodgers appeared on the jerseys for the first time. The conclusive shift came in 1933, when both home and road jerseys for the team were whatchamacallit. Now, if you search Dodger in the dictionary, it's shady, shyster, person.
Shyster is definitely a Jew.
Really?
Yeah. If you go to the next one, if you go to the definition of Dodger, it is one that dodges or evades, a shifty, dishonest person, a trickster, a small printed handbill, and some other stuff.
No
but
shit.
There could be a story there.
Yeah, but my nephew's team is the Dodgers, Madison Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah. But so what do you think? It sounds like it could be, you know.
Well, you know, back in, you know, the turn of the century, all it was nicknames. So they've gone through, you know, I remember seeing the Brooklyn, you know, them bums lose again, them bums win, you know.
Yep.
So there actually was a connotation. I don't know if it was Jewish in nature, but it definitely was derogatory. You know, not all Jews are shifty and shysty. Yeah, neither are.
Just the ones that own businesses.
I'm like a failure to my people.
Yeah, you are.
I do have an MD in front of my name, though. Michael David. People think I'm a doctor now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, MD.
MD, yeah.
That's very... I like that. I like that.
Let me get back in the chat room here. We've got... has anyone ever heard someone call someone else a Redskin in the last 200 years? Scrambler. Kenny turns Redskin when he hears a response to him propositioning women.
Is that Scrambler in the chat room?
Yeah, Scrambler's in the chat room, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Scrambler, how come you didn't fucking... you were at the fucking benefit on Saturday, and you didn't even say hi to me. I didn't know he was there. I didn't know what he looks like.
I hate when people do that, though,
fucking
right?
Cocksucker.
Hey, the show was great. You did Scrambler. A great job.
No, I didn't even get to talk to him.
No, but I'm saying, he'll say it after.
He listens to our show. He's a fucking cool dude.
He'll send you a message. Hey, great show.
No, he didn't even do that. I didn't want to get a good job. Well, I just wanted to be like,
maybe he
dude.
Was the guy that told you that you suck.
Maybe he was the guy that said I sucked. Uh-oh. Did Scrambler say he didn't like
and
my...
And then you were talking about it. Now he feels like a jerk.
Now he feels like a douche.
Fucking knew it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, find out what he says about that, because I'm pissed.
I'm waiting for a response. Yeah. Weston Echoes, so basically being a Dodger was hip and cool for 5 minutes back then, so they named a team after it, and then one day someone felt butthurt. Yeah, where you basically were like, oh, that was at a Dodgers. And they're like, oh, well, that's really not a good name for a team.
It's weird, man. It's weird how we're getting to a point now where, like, what is...
It's going to be the San Francisco Lily Pads. You know?
And the Toronto Toadstools, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're going to be able to get nothing.
The DC sod.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
The Seattle Coupons. It's going to be totally stupid now. it's just going to be something that helps people, you know?
How about the
Sacramento Easy Pass?
Yeah, how about the Charlotte Cure for Cancer? The Charlotte's Cure for Cancer. Right? That could be good.
Yeah, it's going to be the Tuscaloosa flu shots.
How about the Carolina Carjacks, you know? Carjack.
Oh, like know what? No, because that is automatically guns.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It would be the Tampa Bay Hydraulic Jacks.
Yes, okay.
or the Jacksonville Triple A's.
Nice, I like that. Yeah, the Toledo tow trucks. I like that. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be the Minnesota First Aid Kit. the Tucson Asthma Inhalers.
I could actually join that team.
How about the Indianapolis Iron Lungs? What do you think of those? You think that would be good?
No, it's still too... It's outdated.
Oh, that's outdated. Yeah. And who wants an iron lung anyway?
No, it would Indianapolis be the Sacramento iPhones. EpiPens. or the Hartford, Connecticut Benadryls.
shit, that's funny.
It'll be the Scranton, Pennsylvania zinc oxides. Or actually, this is a true, it'll be the New Orleans Boudreaux's butt pastes.
What's a butt paste?
Yeah, what's butt paste?
It's zinc oxide. It's what you put on the baby's butt.
Oh, okay.
Balmax.
How about the Anaheim AZTs? What do you think of that? That would be good,
there you
right?
Go. Sure. Yeah.
Anybody else in the chat room have any?
Weston Echo, the Atlanta AIDS spreaders.
No, see, that's, not that, that's negative. Come on. Fucking. Oh, nobody else got any. Just us tonight, Kenny.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. It's the Tulsa, Oklahoma Dr. Scholl's.
Okay. Yeah, how about that?
And their slogan is, we're gelling.
Fuck off. We're gelling.
And right. The minor league team for the Yankees would be the yes. Gary Indiana mini pads.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
Well, it was a stretch. I wanted to do a women's team, but I couldn't think of a women's
team.
That's all right. Because whoever thinks of a women's team?
No. They're not the real team. That's why. You know, it's just when the boys are fighting for the country.
Right. Scrambler, Punchy told me he'd introduce us, but you were gone when I was wandering around later. And then I flew in from Chicago, so I was trying to meet everyone, and I failed. and you were great at the show.
I flew in from Chicago and I failed. Doesn't that sound like a funny bit? Hey, I just flew in from Chicago and I failed. Hey, I tell you, that's funny, man. Well, thanks, bro. But I wanted to meet Scrambler when I saw that he was there. He's a cool dude. All right, you want to take a break?
Sure, whatever. It's up to you.
Is there any score with the Giants game yet?
It is 0-0.
Oh, okay. It's living up to the hype. An 0-6 team and a 1-5 team.
It's going to go in overtime, 0-0.
Yeah, 0-0, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's the Schenectady Rehabs against the Minnesota Band-Aids.
Well, how about the Minneapolis Methadone Clinics?
That's still too far.
Isn't that a positive thing, though, to get people off of heroin?
Yeah, but it's a little bit too rough. It should be like the Minnesota what's that orange shit you put in cuts? Son of a bitch.
Oh, iodine.
No. What are you, Jonas Salk? This is 1840? No, it's
glue to make the cuts so that it
it's called Mercurochrome, but there's another one.
Crushed up St. Joseph tablets?
It's the West Orange Brioskis.
The Toledo Tums.
Yeah, against the Toledo Laudanum.
All right. How about the East Los Angeles Eucharist Eaters? How about them? Eucharist Eaters. I can't believe I found two words that start with E like that. Eucharist Eaters.
Well, Eucharist starts with a U.
It doesn't. No, it starts with an E, fucker.
It starts with an E. Apologize.
Apologize.
Scrambler said Betadine. Povidine. No, it's the Rhode Island Rape Prevention Specialist. Weston Echo. I said, what's orange you put in cuts? And Brent says, Tang. Oh, Brent with the iodine. No, it's called...
How about the Rochester Racial Profilers? No, that's not good either.
No.
That's a negative. I forgot. I'm not good with batteries. I always forget negative and positive. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's probably like the East Hampton brain freeze.
Okay, all right.
But no, that's not a cure.
Right. How about the Louisiana lap band operation specialist?
I like that.
That's
one
a good one, right? Right, Kenny?
That's not bad. Now you're thinking.
Now, yeah, we're helping people grossly overweight to lose some poundage.
The Louisiana lap bands.
Yeah, the Louisiana lap bands. The new baseball team. They're all pretty skinny.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page and now follow the show and them on Twitter at CandKShow, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 5. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
The Conti and Kenny Show now presents The Man Cave.
I hate those. I hate man cave bromance. Oh, I just hate them because they're just bad made up shit. I think it's in like the Urban Dictionary. You know, like I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial.
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
That Chaz is... Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10. TheContiandKennyShow.com.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you...
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio. You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty. Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
You know Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Right.
Well, we had to do the whole, for Easter time, we did a play on, the stages of the cross and all that shit. I was Mary Magdalene.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Paul, you must have had your hand up for a month waiting to play that part.
Does that just friggin' make the most sense in the world for me now?
Tune into Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
What's up, guys? It's Espo from Tattoos and Touchdowns. Next week, September 1st, we're going to have Jeff Capellini, WFAN and CBS columnist.
My fellow Americans, it has come to my attention that some alleged radio shows are trying to tiptoe across our internet, trying to leech off our bandwidth and listeners. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it. That's why I've brought together two real radio hosts, Punchy and Hammy, two men who did things the right way. Brainstew Radio, Fridays 8 till 10, only on More Like Radio. We the people.
Okay,
God bless.
Rip, 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 rip.
God bless. 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 God bless
bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. It's going to get ugly.
Dog bang. Dog bang.
I'm no fruitcake, but if I was, I'd bang that fuck Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny show.
I probably would have gone into that kind of lifestyle.
I'm not a huge fan of Pantera, but this song's fucking awesome. I actually like Slayer more than I like Pantera. All right, it's the Conti Kenny Show, of course, on morelikeradio.com. We broadcast every Monday night from 7 to 10 on at the NPN Studios here in Clifton. So if you live in the Jersey area, and if you ever want to come and hang out with us, contact us. We'll have you come down. You know? We haven't had Punchy in a while. He only came in once and he hardly spoke. We'll have Punchy again. Once wrestling's over, Punchy can come in and hang out with us. The phone number is, right now it's just Skype. NPN Studios in Skype. And the chat room is morelikeradio.com/live. And, of course, you can listen to us on the TuneIn app, which is the, what's the TuneIn app? You download it free on your phone, and then you just search More Like Radio, and you can listen to us right on your little phone. You plug your little headphones in while you're on the stepper, getting in shape, or driving in your car. Driving in your car for anybody who lives up in the Boston area. I'm driving in my car, going over to Harvard, gonna suck some quarks. Yeah, that's a fucking fun accent. Marianne from Lust and Love has that sexy accent. Just a fucking erection eraser, that accent is. But, is Kenny there? Hello? Uh-oh. Kenny's not here. I guess he's on his way back to the phone. He doesn't know when I'm coming back from break. He texted me right after the, right when I went into break, and he texted me the Rochester Robitussins, which is pretty damn funny.
East Hampton erectile dysfunctional. That was from
how
Western
about
Ego.
The Vegas Viagras? How about that?
Yeah, Vegas Viagra, sure. The St. Louis Slushies.
Okay, that is such a sweet, sweet name, because it's almost like slushy. Almost sounds like puppy. And slushies are just like, yay, we're having slushies. You know what I mean? You can't get any negativity from slushies.
Yeah, there's actually a baseball team called the Alabama Biscuits.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is. I want the shirt.
That is the, that's definitely one that would fit right in what we're talking about.
Because you guzzle water.
Oh, yeah, you can. You hear me or see me?
Is Mike there? Or Mike had to leave.
Mike had to go, so it's just me and you, pal.
All right, there we go.
We can do it.
Sure.
Everybody say hi to Kenny. If you go into the chat, you can see a picture of Kenny. He's right there to the left. Cute little picture. Let me just fix that so it's a little more straight. There you go. Look at him. He looks handsome. There you go. You go in there and check it out.
in the Ustream thing on the More Like Radio chat room, and you can see Kenny. It looks good. Kenny, you look good.
Yeah, looks like I looks like I've been doing something.
Yeah, looks like you've been doing something.
Yeah, not sure what, but looks like I've been doing something.
Hey, do you want to hear, all right, I'll give you a choice, all right? Do you want to hear a song, and this is a song that is all about being a strong black woman, or, excuse me, do you want to hear the audio of the first, the first Indian broad stand-up on Conan O'Brien?
Let's do the song first, and then we'll do the Hindu.
This she's got a few songs, and we can make this another thing when you get back, you know, with your old, with the old blues stuff. But this sounds like it's probably from like the 70s. But she's got a few songs. But this song, it's called "Woman to Woman," and she is not taking any guff. All right,
sung by Connie Lingus.
All right. Here we go.
Yo, baby, let me just tell you something.
And that's what happens. It's the girl version. She starts talking. It's like she's...
And she still sounds like, hey, baby, let me tell you something.
Yeah, it's Barry White with a vagina. Here we go.
Hello. May I speak to Barbara?
Barbara?
Barbara, this is Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a 70 stiffy.
And I just happened to find your name and number.
I'm getting a burgundy stiffy.
So woman to woman.
Woman to woman.
I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this. But whether you be cool or come out
it
of
it. It was up the ass a week ago.
And, dude, you should have heard this. You can hear this good, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
She, listen to what she says. She goes, I don't know if you're going to be cool and how you're going to take this. Listen to what she says.
I don't know how you're going to take this. But whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me.
Or you're going to come out on a come out of a bag on me.
But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. The bed he sleeps in and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them.
Mm-hmm.
The car he drives, I pay the note.
I pay the note on that, bitch.
So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man.
Mm-hmm.
And woman to woman,
yep.
I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him.
I'll shoot your ass. I'll shoot your ass dead.
Then you know how I feel.
Come right to yard. Woman. You ain't even gonna get up to the stairs. I'll shoot your ass. Shoot your ass.
Like, dude, like this is, it's fantastic, dude. Because she is like, look, I know that you're fucking my man, and I know he fucks everybody else, but I pay for this. He doesn't even work. This guy's a bum. You realize that, right?
This guy is awesome.
He's great, but he's a bum. He's a total player. He's banging his broad. She's paying for his car. She feeds him. She pays for his clothes, and he's going out fucking somebody named Barbara. And, of course, you know, you got Shirley and you got Barbara, you know? It's like... Hey, you got any sexy names in there? You got any Gertrudes in there, you know?
Listen, baby, I know your name is Ethel.
Listen, Trudy.
And this is Gertrude speaking to you from heart to heart, from a woman to woman. You come by my house, I'm going to shoot your ass.
Guinevere.
Shoot your ass.
Guinevere, let me tell you something. If you got the nerve to be buying drawers for my man, I'm the one buying him his drawers. And I'm the one taking them off, one pant leg at a time.
Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but I'm the one washing them screech marks out of his drawers. You don't have to do that shit. That's for me. He goes out and meets you up with clean drawers. because I've been scrubbing them shits all night long. When he shows up and he smells good like some panther piss or some African tiger shit. I bought that, Barbara. I bought that stuff.
Holy shit, dude. That's him. Fucking hilarious.
I bet you the first time he met you, he had a hole in his sock. Big toe sticking out of his gator shoes. You know who sewed them shits up? Me, Barbara. He's mine from the rooter to the tooter. You come up to my house, I'ma shoot your ass. I'ma shoot your ass.
From your rooter to your tooter.
Hello.
Let me tell you something, Gwendolyn. When my man got so overweight because I was feeding him soul food, you know who paid for the lap band? This nigga did. I paid for the lap band. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you.
Bitch.
I remember when you first met Devontre? And I just, he had a limp, didn't he? Then I stopped feeding him red meat and broccoli, and he got rid of the gout. We didn't do no dancing for a long time. And I worked hard to get rid of that big toe.
Oh my God.
But that was
God.
Me, and now he's dancing with you. I just want to let you know, you come to my house, I'm going to shoot your ass. I'm going to shoot your ass.
Dude, you got to love the fact that she wrote a song, and she, you know what I mean?
About ripped off by a guy fucking somebody else.
Exactly, but you love it. It's not like fucking Katy Perry, this roar. Like, oh, I am, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a chick, hear me roar. She's like, look, bitch, I'm fucking doing everything for this guy, and he's my guy. I don't care if you're 20 years old. I'll fucking smash your head in. And I love it, dude. This is true, like, you know what, women say they want to be strong. Oh, I'm strong woman, and, you know, I'll fucking work 3 jobs and take care. She's saying, look, douche, I'm fucking taking care of this guy. He's basically stomping all over me, but I'll fucking murder you, you twat. Stay away from my guy. It's retarded, but I love it.
Exactly. Hold on, I'm going to find something.
She's got more songs too, man, but that was...
Yeah, funny. we're going to get back to her.
Oh, that was funny, dude.
Okay. Here's how it's supposed to be done. Okay? Here's how this song is how it's supposed to be done.
Wait, hold on. Should I cut this one out?
Yeah, you cut this one out. Go on YouTube.
I'm on YouTube. Go ahead.
Okay. Aretha Franklin, Ain't No Way.
Okay. Ain't No Way.
Ain't No Way. This is how it's supposed to be done. Sure, Shirley can talk to Barbara all she wants about the gout and shit stains and all that shit with the car note on the Cougar and on the Broham and the Cadillac. And I pay for all that shit because I got 2 jobs. And he just sits around on his ass on the porch just watching all kinds of TV playing my records.
Here we go.
This is how it's supposed to be done.
Okay. Let's see. I'm loving Woman to Woman so far, but let's see how Aretha Franklin, Ain't No Way, holds up. She's saying, ain't no way I'm gonna stay with you if you're gonna fucking fuck around.
Right.
I think Aretha Franklin's a fucking pussy.
Listen.
And that's the way it was for me.
when you were out giving it to another girl in the can.
If you're tagging balls on my hand.
Your tiny dick's in my hand? Is that what she said?
Tying both.
Oh. Sorry. Ain't no way.
Listen to the chorus.
Stop fucking Barbara.
Exactly. Isn't that the opposite side?
Oh, it's the it's the other side of the spectrum.
That,
you know what I mean?
Franklin.
Yeah, this is the hey man, if you're going to fuck around, I'm done. You know?
Exactly.
In reality, the other woman is, you know, listen, you're insecure, so you need to stick with that guy no matter what because you don't think you're going to get anybody else. In reality, we've all been through that. But
yeah, you know what? I didn't even know you were pulling. I didn't know what that song was, but this Aretha Franklin fits perfectly the total opposite of the other side. Aretha Franklin's going, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care what you got. I don't give a shit. Ain't no way. Mm-hmm.
It's a good tune, man. Oh, good tune.
It's a heavy tune.
Turn it up a little bit. Let's listen to it for a second.
All right.
It ain't no way for me to love you if you won't let me.
Okay, that's it. That's the end of this one. Let's.
Just about done.
Yeah, it's done. Let's go back to Cunty McCunterson.
I love me some brown sugar.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, let's go back to with the other. But now that's totally, you know, Aretha Franklin is the way a woman is supposed to do it.
Right.
You know, where it ain't a way. Ain't right. No way. I give you all the shit you need.
But the other way is the way it happens. Hey, yeah. Dude, she's got woman to woman, sleep with one eye open. You ain't woman enough. Don't go looking for my man. Three-way love affair. It ain't no fun. This used to be your house. Who is Betty? So sprung on his love. So all of her songs are all about, you know, step off, punk. Step off my guy.
Yeah, my guy. I've got a guy who just fucks everything. You know, I'm fucking Ike Turner.
Exactly.
And you're going to be a cunt.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, I'm banging fucking, you know, whoever. A guy who's just, throwing everything. And I'm going to be here because that's the way I'm supposed to be, you know? And it's like, no, really? It's not supposed to be like that. Like, none of these songs are like...
But let's play another song.
How about Sleep With One Eye Open?
What is she, Mariano Rivera?
I'm thinking it was... fuck. I couldn't think of her name. The one from... the one with the glass eye. I can't think of her name.
And after this, I'll give you another. You know, this one is for any of the ladies listening, or anyone who loves. I'll give you another song at the end of this. A good one. Oh, a good one. Shirley Murdoch.
Right,
yeah, well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it afterwards. But right, oh, it's a good one.
Let's see. This sounds like it was even into the 90s. Oh,
this is
2004.
It sounds like the 90s. I got to sleep with one eye open,
'cause this man won't leave me alone. Oh, Jesus. She says it's...
Oh, now this she is about kicked stalking. Him out. Now he's going to shoot her.
Hold on. Let's see. Sleep with one eye open. Because the other one, he... 'Cause this man won't leave me alone. And it's, it sounds like... She's got a horny guy. Like, what kind of guy is she? I don't understand. You have to sleep with one eye open because your man wants to have sex with you all the time? Like, so is this guy just putting it in you when you're sleeping? Damn. Man knew how to hit it. I gotta hear that again.
Yeah, man I care for knew how to hit it.
Oh yeah, that man knew how to hit it. Holy shit. And dude, let me tell you something. If you saw her, you'd be like, that's why I've got to sleep with
one eye. And that eye call my brown.
Hilarious, dude.
See, now that the first song was in the 70s, and now she's all worn out.
Yeah, yeah, she's had enough. She's like, you know what? I want a little romance, but you know.
She's like, motherfucker.
I gotta sleep.
I cook your shit. I do your shit. I wash your drawers.
Clean out your drawers. You know, I want to sleep a little bit. She's getting a little older. She's in her 40s now. You need a little bit of sleep.
Here, yeah.
Exactly, so I can get a little rest.
Yeah, she's tired.
She's exhausted. She got diabetes now.
Yeah.
She's afraid he's going to bang her one day and her toe's going to fall off because she's in a she's going to be in a diabetic coma.
What other songs we got?
Let's see. She's got a... You Ain't Woman Enough. Don't Go Looking for My Man. Three-Way Love Affair. It Ain't No Fun.
Let's go three-way love affair. Let's see what that was.
All right, let's see.
And give me 10 seconds. I'll be right back. 10 seconds.
All right, that'll be enough time for me to get the advertising. Because this one's going right to it. Finally, I don't have Kenny. I could do my own show. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't have Kenny here. All right. We got the Shirley Brown three-way love affair. Right. Mm-hmm. Actually, the guitar sounded like Pink Floyd for a second. That was weird. All right, this is going to be the last one. Then we'll get into something else. All right, kids? So just take it easy. Take it easy. Hey. Okay,
I'm good.
You good? Yep. All right. There was a little guitar in this one. Sounds a little like Floyd. Check it out. Fucking sounds like. Try to hang on. This is Shirley Brown. Three-way love affair. Here we go. Darling, I fought temptations the best I could, but only to find out it didn't do me no.
All right, yeah. It's good for the soul. Well, I'm seeing another. No, we can cut that off. There's
It's kind of blah.
Yeah. Now, if you want to hear about sleeping with another woman or sleeping with a man, one of the good ones, go to YouTube.
I'm on YouTube, stupid. Stop telling me to go to YouTube. YouTube.
Go to YouTube. Shirley Murdoch.
Shirley Murdoch. What song?
As We Lay.
That's the first one. Shirley Murdoch, As We Lay. Jesus.
And this is another good. I know a lot of good fucking Motown shit.
Easy on the fucking. On using the word good like that. Hold on. All right.
kidding me, right? You like this?
Just listen to the words. Brent says, Kenny, you need a Gatorade bottle so you don't have to run to the can. Scrambler says, fuck the bottle. He was really committed to the show. He'd get a catheter.
I love me some brown sugar.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh, that's a black guy. Guilty.
Sunlight shines across your sleeping face.
Kill Whitey!
A new day brings reality, and we must go our separate ways.
I hate black people, or I hate Jews. Oh.
No ribs? Lord almighty, what is we gonna do?
I am outraged.
Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome. The night away. You
can set my body on the lane, you skinny,
wonderful man.
What is, Brent? This is horrible.
That's
fucking terrible.
Shit flying in my mouth. As we lay. I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. The fuck is that? Shit!
Hey, my people, what's going on?
I hate black people, or I hate Jews.
Kenny, don't say that.
All right.
Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker.
Well, listen, why don't you start helping us out in the kitchen?
All right.
You can start by sticking your face in the freezer and making us some ugly sickles.
Is it? You so ugly, I can stick your face in dough and make
gorilla cookies.
You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty act.
Leg her down or smack on yak em.
Cold got to be.
You know?
Shit. All right, this is fucking terrible. I can't believe you actually said, oh, you got to listen to this song. This is something. Holy shit.
Well, it's about two people banging. Yeah. Going, oops.
Yeah, really? Is that what it is?
You got to go home. I got to go home.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, my God.
Western Echo. Of course, I step away to go get cigarettes, then come back to literally the first thing I hear is, I hate Jews. Western Echo, it never fails.
I don't understand, because Kenny seems like a good dude, but he's really not. Kenny is...
I hate black people, or I hate Jews. Yes.
It's just awful, dude. I don't even know why we have any Jewish or black listeners.
I hate white black people, or I hate Jews.
He said, holy shit, I just found a video of Dolly Parton, rapping on the Queen Latifah show yesterday. Oh boy, is she bad. There's
White Ass Brent said that song had some heat back in the day. Fucking jerk off.
The heat thing is fucking great.
It's awesome.
If you don't
man.
Know what that is, get the download the Conti and Kenny Shorts episode 8. Plus you get to hear Otto and George on it too, so it's worth it. But you'll hear it's 25 minutes.
It's funny, man.
The heat is worth it, all right? Now check it out. Oh, my God. You want me to see if I can find this Dolly Parton on Queen Latifah rapping?
It's probably really bad.
What do you think? I want to watch it because it's good?
No, it's probably cringeworthy of just like, you know. Yeah, you know, you just like embarrassed.
Dude, it's a minute and 42. Got to do it.
Ugh.
All right, here we go.
All right, I'm going to.
The Queen Latifah Show. Yeah, I don't.
Please welcome one of the baddest rappers in the game, straight out of the Ville. Nashville, that is.
I don't understand why she has a show. I don't mind her, but. I think I have to punch out of it. I can't.
Oh,
I don't.
I don't even want to. You know what? Brent put a thing in. I'm gonna pop it up so I can watch it.
First of all, she has a lion's mane fucking hairdo, and dude, just the 2 seconds of her bopping, fucking, I got goosebumps, dude.
Oh.
I got such douche chills. All right, we're gonna do it. Here we go. Oh, fuck. Here we go. This is.
Oh my god.
Hey, I ain't calling nobody names. I'm just saying howdy. I'm just so proud to be here. Because I want to talk to you about Queen. Now, Queen Latifah, she the queen of hip hop, rap, TV, and screen. Oh, she the queen of her own hood. But I'm the queen of Dollywood. Yo, I own my territory.
Oh my god.
Now, I don't hip and I don't hop. I black both eyes with this big top. I know the queen is gone.
All right,
too.
Stop before I throw
she
up.
She don't work them like I do. Look at them go. Hey, I'm tweaking. I'm working. I'm twerking. Hey, Molly, I got your wrecking balls right here.
I guess they own. Oh, I guess you have to subscribe to watch the whole thing. Oh no, there's more. Oh my god, that was fucking painful. Holy shit, dude.
I tell you one thing though, I'd probably fuck Dolly Parton.
She looked. Yeah, I mean, dude, she's got an amazing body. But what in the fuck? What the fuck is she doing?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. It makes me feel weird. Makes me feel weird. Makes me feel weird when it's really bad.
And then that one's 116. Not enough. 349. Oh, there's some more. Hold on. Is this her rapping? Maybe the whole thing? Because it's obvious they only do... Yeah, thanks, Queen Latifah, you fucking douche. Yeah, I gotta subscribe to watch a video? Fuck you. How does she have a fucking TV show anyway?
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty big.
Yeah, but you know what? Daytime talk. Did you ever see Bill Cunningham? Did you ever see Bill Cunningham, dude?
No. Who's he?
Dude, he is this weird, creepy fucking dude with his eyes, these fucking black eyes that are sunken in. He's a white dude. But what I'm saying, he's got these...
like a doll's eyes.
Like a doll's eyes. There's
well,
these,
they're not he's even got lines.
These beady little black fucking eyes.
I'll never wear a life jacket again.
Dude, look him up, Bill, Bill Cunningham. Look him up. It's Bill Cunningham.
Well, they're not going to make another harbor alive.
I need a sample of Mark Wahlberg singing Feel My Heat from Boogie Night so I can play when Kenny is feeling the heat. That's great. I gotta fucking get that. If you guys could find that and email it to me, that would be awesome. So I can.
What is it again? Say it again.
It's from Boogie Nights when Mark Wahlberg singing Feel My Heat. In the movie Boogie Nights?
Feel my heat.
Yeah, we're going to play that for Kenny. but
that's a good tune.
That's just, I don't know. I just don't get it. You know, in daytime television, these talk shows, I'm convinced, and there is no way, they are the easiest shows. I'm talking about the ones that have the retards that come on them, the morons. You know, the Bill Cunninghams and Maury Povich.
Yeah,
and Springer. They are the easiest shows to do. You get the fucking the lowest fucking IQ of people that you can find. They come on, they act like complete buffoons, and you look like you put on a show. And you didn't. You did not put on a show. You just, it's a carnival act.
Yes. It's a sideshow.
It's unbelievable. But anyway, Dolly Parton, stop. Could you just stop? Yeah, you have great tits. You're 130 years old, okay?
Yeah, how old is she? Let me Google that shit.
Yeah, fine. I'm guessing she's going to be 63, 64.
No. She's older than that.
She's older than that?
Yeah.
Was she around in... No, well, if she was around in the 60s, then she was, you know, young in the 60s. I'm going to guess she's 63, 64.
1946.
46...
January 19th, yeah, so that would make her...
so she's 60...
Seven... No, she's in the 70s.
What, 46? No. So in 2016, she'll be 70. So that's... She's 67.
67, okay.
All right, that was close. But it's like, stop. Just stop it, Dolly, all right? You're rapping. Cut it out.
I wonder if her vag has any elasticity yet left.
Like, well, she probably had it sewed up, you know, or
She's not a big she's not a big whore, you know what I mean? You know, it's not many people who are like, I fucked Dolly Parton, you know. So she might have kept it tight.
Maybe she was a lesbo. she kept it tight.
I'm going to shoot myself in the face for just saying that.
What, she kept it tight?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's... somebody's white ass Brent's trying to send me the video.
Yeah, Scrambler 67.
Oh, what an embarrassment. Just stop that. All right. Cut it out. All right.
Don't do rapping. You know, Queen Latifah's got some street cred.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She wants to rap. You know, I'm not even smashing Queen Latifah for her. For her music?
I am for fucking dancing the way she was while she was doing that bullshit. She lost all street cred. It's done. It's over.
Well, because now it's all about money, you know, and I don't blame her, you know? It's like, look.
No, I don't blame her for the money, but her street cred's gone. That's over.
Dude, she's a fucking female fucking rapper. There's no street cred. Stop it already.
Well, back in the night, you know, she still always hangs out in Newark, where she came from, in Jersey.
Yeah, she's from East Orange, I think.
Yeah. She's, you know, she was all in a couple of the restaurants and stuff. But, you know, she's still, but street cred gone. Because she almost, if you look at the video, she almost did the hands crossed over like, what up? Like what white people do.
She was doing that, yeah. It's like the old Run DMC thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and they were doing it. They were the first ones to do it, and they even stopped, you know?
You caviar-eating fucking black woman, you but that's, stupid.
It's fine. I'm just saying it's like, you know, listen, at this point, you know, it's like, look, dude, if you did fucking, you were doing comedy for 20 years, and you get a show, and, you know, it's like, you know, after a while, you're just like, look, man, let me just put some money in my pocket, for Christ's sake. But she's been making money for 20 years, you know what I mean?
30, like
she,
yeah.
She's been early 90s when she kind of hit, yeah. Or maybe around 90 or so. You know, so she's, you know, it's like, you know, at this point, it's like, you know, especially daytime television. It's not, look, she's not doing fucking late night and having to do sketches. And, you know, this is fucking daytime television. She interviews a few people. And, you know, they have.
She makes a couple of cupcakes or
something. Yeah, exactly.
Some kind of stupid.
Yeah, and she got a bunch of fucking house frows in the audience that are screaming and fucking, you know, hollering and stuff that, you know, for her. And go on.
Western Echo, anyone who badmouths Queen Latifah clearly hasn't seen this. And it's the trailer for, not the trailer, but the poster for Taxi with Jimmy Fallon, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Scrambler, she got married when she was 20 and never had any kids. Dolly's pussy probably held up quite nicely. Just filling a hole, filling in the blanks. And
let me see if we got
in
this.
One pose.
There are plenty of
really cocksuckers for a fucking minute YouTube video. Here we go.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna try to feel my heat thing. Here we go. Because I don't even remember this. I've only seen Boogie Nights once.
Feel my heat.
You want to take it from the top?
Yeah, let's try it.
He will rock you. The heat will roll you. Baby, don't you know? My heat will move your soul. All day, all night, you feel my heat. Feel my heat.
I think we should repeat that again.
Feel my heat.
Feel my heat.
Yeah. Definitely cool.
Oh, I'm taking this. I am taking Nick, that, dude. Like, I am gonna take that and shorten that up, man. The feel my heat.
Feel heat.
Right here. Here we go.
Feel my heat. feel my heat.
We should repeat that again.
Of course you should.
Feel my heat.
Feel my heat. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brent.
Who brought that up?
Fucking Brent, of course. Brent? What do you think, dude?
Oh, there it is.
Fucking
yeah.
Brent is the fucking best, man. He is the best. Feel my heat. Fuck, if you don't know what this is, if you're done listening to this podcast, or if you're listening live, go to Conti and Kenny Shorts, get number 8, it's called Seeking Heat, it's 25 fucking minutes, and listen, it's a good podcast anyway, but the third bit is all, you'll understand why we're goofing on Feel My Heat and Kenny. It's fantastic. Oh man, it's beautiful, dude. Do you want to?
You want to take a quick break and then we'll come back with the or you just
yeah we could do that. I could do a quick break.
Like it's up to you.
Like 5 minutes, we'll do a 5 minute break and then we'll finish up.
Yeah, 5 minutes and then we'll do the Indian comedian.
All right. Yeah.
And
okay.
Then, sorry, I'm fucking.
Yeah, we're not gonna be doing anything else but that. We'll be able to do that, and that's about it.
Yeah, and then we'll see. Kitty and Marianne are online. They're in Skype, so I think there's going to be a show tonight. Somebody can tell us if there was. But yeah, let's take a quick break, and then we'll finish up.
All right, we'll be right back. Conti and Kenny Show on morelegradio.com.
Cool. Feel.
Let's lay it down.
Feel.
Nick,
you want to lay down?
Were you rolling on the rehearsal?
Is he going to fuck me?
You want to take it from the top?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. He will rock you. He will roll you. Baby, don't you know? My heat will move your soul. All day, all night, you feel my heat.
Feel
my heat.
I think we should repeat that again.
Feel my heat.
Feel my heat.
Yeah, it's definitely cool.
All right, stop before I throw up.
Have questions? Have answers? Want to complain? Make fun of Kenny? Just want your opinion heard? Call the Conti and Kenny Show. 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Join me, David Ingram.
They warned me Satan would be attractive.
Along with my co-host.
Me, the Impossible D.
As we give metal bands a colossal commentary of constructive criticism.
Alliteration!
And throw in some witty banter for good measure.
I think we're talking about jism.
Thanks for that, mate.
I don't want anything blowing sideways.
Find us on metalbreakfastradio.com.
This is Revan the Old Bishop.
Darksentinel.dk.
Bugger the cobblers.
And radiofreesatan.com.
Had to resist, it was so foamy.
Oh, knock it off or I'll give you a slap.
I like domination a lot.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly. And you're listening to the, what is it?
Conti and Kenny Show.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and I'm in a car, and you're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show, one of the greatest podcasts you've ever listened to in your life. Holy shit, man. Conti and Kenny Show, live, right now. My favorite podcast. All right, anyways, Conti and Kenny Show, live right now. This is Robert Kelly. Even though we did this in the car, you did my podcast in the car. Who the fuck, Kenny?
I fantasize about anybody in fucking armor.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
All right, that was quick. I told you that was real fast. Probably the quickest break we've ever done. Conti Kenny Show, morelikeradio.com. You can get all the information about our shows. Go to contiandkenny.com. You can get our shorts on there. You can get our shorts on there. Listen to me. You can't get our shorts on there, but you can subscribe to the Conti Kenny shorts on the website. You can get our podcast on the website, or you go to morelikeradio.com, iTunes. All that shit. You want to get Conti and Kenny stickers? They're the cute little stickers. Email us or send us messages on our Twitter and give us your address and we'll mail you some, all right? There's no phone number, just the Skype, which is NPN Studios. If you want to call in, if not, don't worry about it. I'll be able to handle it. I will. I don't even know if Kenny's there. He probably went to get a cigarette, right? You there? Yeah, I think he went to go get a cigarette. I had a massive road rage episode right before I got into the studio. I was driving down a highway, and two-lane highway, and a person was getting off the exit, but they swung out a little bit because I was in the right lane, and what they did was they kind of stopped. And I had to go and just scoot around them a little bit. They were like almost out of the lane, but not quite. And I just scooted a little bit to the left. And I hear fucking somebody laying on the horn. And I just went into a rage. And I look over and I'm about to like freak. And it was like this old Filipino couple. Not old, but probably in their 50s. And I just looked and they're looking at me like, what the fuck you doing? And I roll my window. I already have my window down. I'm like, you motherfuckers, I almost got cut off, you fucking cocksuckers. I was fucking cut off. I wasn't fucking going into you. And they're looking at me. I'm like, fuck you. I was fucking cut off. And they're like, what? And I just went, tooey, and I just spit at their car while we're doing like 5 miles an hour, dude. I spit at their car. And they had their windows up, you know? And I...
They were old people?
They were in their 50s. You know, but he was all like ballsy, like, ah, with the hand up, you know, with like, you know, their hand to their, you know, like their hand is up, but not like a wave, like the opposite of a wave, you know, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I was fucking cut off. boom! And I gave the, it was like a sprinkler spit. It was just all over. It wasn't like a good spit, like me spitting in my own mirror, in my own face.
No,
like
you,
a nice,
you didn't hock a loogie.
I didn't hock a loogie. No, I don't hock loogies, but it was more of a, you know, controlled, like a nice spit, like a baseball. This was just whoosh, like all over the place, like a, you know, like
probably got some back at you with the window open.
No, my window. I was torn. You know, I had some firepower back there. I was pissed, dude. And then I was fine. I haven't had like a legitimate road rage thing where I screamed at somebody. In years, dude. I mean, you know, I'll get mad a little bit, and you know, and I'll be in the car, and I'll be like, you motherfucker, and then I'll you know, like somebody douching, and I'll pull up real quick, and I'm shoom, cut in front of him, and then keep going, you know, like that shit. But man, that was ugly. I scared myself. Like, man, where's that coming from?
Yeah, normally when I drive, it's just me going, all right, what are you doing, asshole? What are you doing, asshole? Oh, because now I drive like an old man. And I'm like, oh, you're just going to cut in front of me, huh? Just going to cut in front of me, you fucking China. You know, they're Chinese.
Yeah, you country. You yelled at them. You called, hey, listen to you there, Singapore. You just called them a fucking country.
Hey, whatever the nationality is. It's just like, hey, black dude. Yeah, yeah, just fucking cut in front of me. I would never yell the N-word.
Well, no. I would never do that either. But you know why? Because it's not in my vocabulary. My first reaction when somebody pisses me off is like, you motherfucker, you cocksucker. If it's a woman, I don't care if she's black, whatever, my first thing is you fucking, and the C-word comes out. You know what I mean? That's what, I don't, it's because it's not part of my regular thinking in my vocabulary, so it's not the first thing I think of. I know people say that they're like, oh, you know, when you're mad, you know, you just go for like, you know, whatever the thing, you know, the whatever it is, the A-bomb or whatever.
Yeah,
but it's not, because my first thing, I don't even think. I just go, you fucking motherfucker, you cocksucker. You know what I mean? Like, I don't dissect who they are first. It's just, you're a fucking scumbag, you're a douche, you cut me off, fuck you. And I just fucking lose it. I don't look and go, oh, it's a black dude. Hey, you fucking blah, blah, blah. Or it's a Chinese guy. Hey, you blah, blah. I don't get it. I don't think about it. It's just, you cut me off. Now you're my enemy. Fuck you. I'm not playing chess here. This chess, man. This ain't checkers.
Yeah. I still.
From training day.
You know. I still, I'm like, chasing. I want to see what this fucker looks like.
Well, you do that because you want to see. So you can see if it's like a giant.
I knew it.
Yeah, you can see it's like an Asian guy or something. You can go, aha.
Fuck.
Because you knew.
There was one time I was coming. I've told the story once before. So coming off from Brooklyn into off the Verrazano Bridge into Staten Island. And it goes from four lanes to 12 toll lanes and then back into three. Four lanes at the most, you know what I mean? So it's just everybody's just trying to get home. And it was a spring day, and I was in my work truck probably about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was totally my fault,
right?
Totally my fault, where you have to give the right away. One person goes, then the other person goes. The other person goes, and I was like, I want to get home. And I cut somebody off, and this guy was – he had, like, all kinds of brass on his collar, and he was in a military uniform. And all of our windows were down, and I'm in a caravan, and he's in, like, a Corolla. And he looks at me dead in the face and goes, one at a time, fuckface. And I just went, you're right. You're right. One, you're right. Two, hilarious.
Just, you know what's weird? Kenny doesn't know this, but one day when I was in the car with Kenny, he got cut off, and it was like whatever, and I had my phone on record, and he was calm about it, but he kind of let me know the true Kenny, because it was like, I think it was like a Hasidic and a black dude were in a car. And Kenny was...
I hate black people, or I hate Jews.
I think he said that because he was upset that the black guy and the Jewish guy cut him off.
How about this? You remember this? I don't know if you were in the car, but we were going... I don't know if you were there.
No, I wasn't. With James? Going up in Orangeburg?
No, that was another one. He's like, the guy cut James off or whatever. He's like, you just called me nigger. He says, no, I called you a monkey. Get back in your truck and leave. but me, Otto, Johnny O, and somebody, we're going to the Staten Island Comedy Festival, the first one. And
could you guys get tickets?
All right, asshole.
Look at you, Kenny. Bam. So bam. Easy to make fun.
I know. It's awesome.
Go ahead.
So now we're behind this like Buick Century or something like that, and she's weaving all over the place. And from where I was coming from, we had to take back roads to the St. George Theater to get to the show. And the whole thing, we're going back, and she's almost swiping cars. And Otto is in the passenger seat next to me, right? So we're sitting, we're like, holy shit, this woman. And I'm trying to pass her, but I can't because there's parked cars. It's only one lane. We're just watching this woman doze off at a traffic light. So finally, about 4 miles into this, she's going to make a left. I'm going to make a right. There's two lanes, and I pull up next to her, and I roll down the window, and I go, now, at this point, we're like, she's going to kill somebody. You know, she might, like, you know, run over, you know, smashing the cars. She's dozing off. So I look at her, and I go, you
I
should
hate
be
black
careful.
People or I hate Jews.
I'm sorry, right. What did you say?
I hate said, black people or I hate Jews.
No.
What'd you say?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I go, you should be fucking careful. And then the light turned green, and like 10 seconds later, there's absolute silence in the car, and Otto goes, you really fucking told her, didn't you?
But
and
dude,
then the fucking car erupted. That's all you got?
Because the only thing that even remotely was nasty or negative was the fact that you may have screened it a little bit and you used the word fuck. You didn't even call her anything. You didn't even call her fuck.
No. I don't even, to be honest, I don't even think I cursed.
Oh my God. If you just said, you should be more careful.
You should be more careful. And then green light driving and just Otto turns and goes, really fucking told her, didn't you?
Kenny.
And then Johnny, you pussy.
Kenny gets cut off and he pulls up next to the guy and he's like, excuse me, sir. You know, that could get you points on your license. Fucking
idiot. You know, what you're doing could have a negative effect on your car insurance. Listen, sir, what you're doing right now isn't going to help your family or anything in the future. It's just going to up your rates, and you're really not going to appreciate it. So can you please appeal to the law of the roads? Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. You could get a ticket and then end up losing your insurance company and end up doing reinsurance. Now, go fuck yourself.
Listen, ma'am, you're dozing off. You may sideswipe a car, and it's just going to be a whole bunch of litigation that you really aren't going to – you don't have time. I can understand you don't have time for it. You're a single mom, and you're a heroin addict. Just be more attentive of the laws of the street.
Could you be more careful, sir?
It really was. I was like, you should be more careful in a fucking car full of comedians, dude. They laid into me after that. It was
you should be more careful.
You should be more careful. 10 seconds awkward silence. Otto, you really, really, really fucking told her, and then boom, done. It was over. The next 20 minutes on the ride, I just got my ass ripped.
Holy shit. Oh, that is all.
Sir, this is going to have a negative effect. What you're doing right now is going to have a negative effect on not just you, but also your children.
Yeah. Be like, excuse me, sir. Even if you speed, you're only going to get to your destination like 3 minutes earlier. It's not worth it.
Sir, is it really worth it to sideswipe cars and then just make it to your destination a little earlier?
Yeah.
Is it really worth it?
Yeah. You get there 5 minutes earlier, it's going to cost you $500 just in repairs. Do the math. You should just scream, do the math.
You should be more careful.
All right. Dude.
Shit, really? We didn't even get to the Indian.
No, we didn't. Maybe we'll save it for next week.
Okay. Wow. Western Echo, Polite Righteous Indignation, a self-help book by Joe Conte and Kenny Michaels.
Oh, and I'm going to introduce a new character to the show next week, hopefully.
Western Echo, I bet he shook his fist in the air angrily too.
Yes, like, to get off the Mr. Wilson, get off my lawn fist shake. Exactly. All right. Well,
my wife would call a chick a cunt rag if a woman cuts her off.
Yes, and Kenny's giving him words of advice in a very loud voice. Yeah. Sound nasty, but you're not. All right, let's get that fast. Yeah, it did, man. That was a good show. That was funny.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody in the chat rooms, man. Thank you guys, man. You guys rule. You guys help out all the time. Western Echo, fucking Punchy,
Scrambler.
Fucking Scrambler.
Brent.
The Chrome was back in the chat. He hasn't been around in a while. Colorado Dickhead. All the usual suspects, man. We thank you guys. You guys are the reason why we do this, and the fact that we're insecure and we need to speak and get accolades. But, you know, part of it is because of you guys, too. So follow us on Twitter. The show's Twitter account is at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conte Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Go to ContiKenny.com or iTunes or MoreLikeRadio.com to get any of the show's podcasts, the regular show and shorts. So, ContiAndKenny.com, MoreLikeRadio.com, iTunes. If you want to get my DVD, you can go on iTunes and get my DVD or CD, baby. It's called Joe Conte.
Or you
Joe
just leave them at the bitter end. And
yeah, yeah, hang at the bitter end. Yeah, watch my nose bleed as I perform in front of Ron and Fez fans. A couple of shows that we are friends with. Of course, some podcasts, Metal Breakfast Radio. Dave Ingram, Donovan, great guys, great show. Unlearn with Rich and Tony. Go to unlearn.tv. They are on every Tuesday night. The I Don't Know Joe Show, which is Joe Fernandez's podcast. The It's All About Me podcast with Holly and Rorschach, who helped put that whole thing together Saturday. What a great thing, great cause, awesome. And a couple of websites, GodHatesBrickStone.com. That's Dave Cyrus's website. Go on there. Check him out. He does some great shit with the Westboro Baptist Church. Go to jjcomedy.com. There's some great comedy shows this weekend. The Reverend Bob Levy is going to be in one of the comedy shops Friday and the other one on Saturday. Go to jjcomedy.com. And, of course, go to life-forever. That is our pal DeChrome's website for his comics, his comic books. And that's about it, brother. I think it was a good show.
Yeah, I believe Lust and Love right after us.
Yes,
tonight.
Coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, Lust and Love. That is Marianne, Kitty, and Dark Fox. So check out their show here on MoreLikeRadio.com and all the other shows on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm meeting more and more people on like Twitter and stuff from the shows, like the guy from The Shoot. All these other dudes, man. Really cool people, man.
Got a Glenn D in the chat room also.
Oh, Glenn again.
Yeah.
Fucking Glenn, man. Glenn's a cool dude, man. I've known Glenn a long, long time. Glenn's a big galoot. He's this big... Like, if Glenn walked into a room, you'd be like, holy shit, this crazy Puerto Rican's gonna kick my ass, but he is the sweetest fucking teddy bear. All right. Let's get out of here, man.
Does he fuck mattresses, too? I've heard those stories.
Yeah, no, that was just... No. Was that me? Oh, no. That's weird you said that. All right. We got to get out of here. We got like 20 seconds. We're out of here. Kenny, I'll talk to you later.
Yep,
if you want to give me a quick call on the way home, and we can chit-chat and fucking tell ourselves how good we are. All right.
And Western Echo put another picture, the same picture of you and like the Roman emperor with a look on your face.
Oh, great.
It's great.
Okay. Classic. See you later.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.